If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
I love fake boobs. Oftentimes you find them on strippers.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
I want to squeeze them.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Nice melons.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
This one seems to be about to quit.
I guess if we're going to feel anything, we should smoke a whole bunch of it really fast.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
Roll another one.
Man, I'm so high.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to end.
Smoke weed every day.
You got any weed?
Marijuana is delicious. Just pass it around. But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I wish you wouldn't smoke weed.
Just pass it on down.
And now.
That's right. They're breasts.
Au naturel, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Mead Show. It's 5:32, and it's Friday, the 20th of March. Bow, bow. That was Lisa's impression of the...
Fencing?
Fencing, that's right.
In the Olympics. And I was spot on.
Yeah, you were.
You looked at me like you are crazy, and then we found it. And
went back and found
it. I was actually probably not exaggerating at all.
They make that noise every time they lunge in with their sword.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, well...
That's what she said. So the March Madness started yesterday.
Yes.
Remember we had money in.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about all the teams. Mm-hmm. Talking about the teams with the good records, teams with the bad records.
Yes.
I picked Chattanooga to go all the way because their record was 18-16. I think it was the worst record.
And he said they're a 6 and they were playing a 1, something like that.
No, they were like a 15 or something.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean,
okay.
It was much more extreme than that because
they
that's how they reward the good teams is by making them play the bad teams early in the tournament.
Oh, I see.
So they played Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and they got knocked out. The team that I was picking to go all the way got knocked out.
Yeah.
103-47.
They don't have a mercy rule in basketball?
No, they don't.
Oh, that's just sad.
There's no such BS.
Whoa!
103-47.
Oh!
Chattanooga had to be so excited to get into that tournament, and then just demolished.
See, that's too sad for me. That's why I don't watch sports. It's too sad.
It's sad.
Right?
It's kind of funny.
Ah, see, that's you.
I mean, come on.
Poor people. They're never going to get over it. Probably. Do families come to these games and stuff? Is it like that?
Absolutely.
So all their families are
there? Of course,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so awful.
Of course. It's the big dance. This is their chance to shine on the, you know, on this world stage.
That just breaks my heart.
Friends, everybody. Oh, yeah, I used to go to school with you. Oh, I'll try and get you tickets. All right. 103-47. That's rough.
You just go drink after that. That's all you do.
Mike, did you see the UCLA game? Did you see if they won? I watched part of it.
I did not know.
Right.
You can check right
just
now.
Checking. That's a lot of games this weekend, though. That's
Northridge played well.
Did they really?
Who played Memphis,
yeah,
who's one of the teams that's expected to go all the way, almost they were ahead a lot of the game.
Wow.
Everybody's like, oh, man, how's this going to work out? I wish Northridge would have.
But they didn't win?
No.
Oh.
No. That's the thing about the teams that aren't as good,
yeah,
with the longer odds. Most of the time, it's because they're not as good, yeah, and they're not going to do anything.
UCLA won by 1 point.
1 point. Nice.
Wow.
Nice, nice, nice. All right. Well, it's Final Four time, which is fun. Final Four, March Madness. Final Four is in about 3 weeks, but it's on all day long on CBS.
It's all games all the time.
Just paradise. Just the best.
I don't even know why you're here.
Five. Good point. I should go.
You really should.
5:35, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number, and you can call on any topic. You get on the air, and you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
You call, you get on the air. Let's see. What do we have today? A pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A., stop by Subway Restaurant. You can pick up an $18 off general admission coupon to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Great.
That is a great, fun place to take.
You just go and
friends
hang
and
out.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But it's kind of expensive.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Let's face it, all of the parks, all of the amusement parks are kind of expensive.
Yeah, they are. That's a good deal.
Go to Subway and get $18 off. That's the way to go. We will take your calls on any topic. The NCAA... March Madness.
Okay.
Lakers. Last night.
When I left for the charity event thing, they were winning quite handily.
Quite handily. That's what I thought, yeah. Kings won their hockey game. They were behind 2-0. They scored with like a minute and a half to go,
mm-hmm,
to tie it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they scored in overtime and won it.
Nice.
So, be a lot better if they did that all season. But
yeah.
It's kind of exciting. Joanna in Upland. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. What did you do?
What did you do, guys? All right. Well, yesterday, I was going to tell you guys, yesterday after this happened, so I'm driving to work, and I got pulled over. But I was listening to you guys in the morning, and the cop that pulled me over and said, hey, are you listening to Kevin and Bean? And I'm like, yeah. He thought, all right, well, just for listening to them, guess what? You're going to get just a warning.
What?
That never happened.
That doesn't happen to me.
I was like, no, you're kidding. He's like, no, I listen to them every morning, too.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I know. And I'm like, so if I got the ticket, how much would it be? He's like, yeah, you'll be looking at 200.
Ouch. How fast were you going, and what was the speed limit?
Well, it was 35, and I was going 52.
Oh, that's not much. That's pretty average, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Wow, you don't always get that response when listening to Kevin and Bean.
Ever.
Exactly.
Not always, but every once in a while you'll talk to somebody. That was very cool of him.
I know. I'm going to thank you guys.
And you're going to learn your lesson and not speed, right?
Exactly. Oh, no. I'm going to take my time now.
All right.
If I have to work, oh, well.
Okay, good. Good attitude.
All right. Thank you for calling. That's very cool.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Joseph in East LA. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
What'd it do?
Hey, did you guys watch the back-to-back-to-back-to-back 3-point shots in the Northridge-Memphis game?
Back-to-back-to-back. I saw... I'm not sure if I did or not. I saw a bunch of 3-pointers made kind of in a row, but...
Mm-hmm.
Was it Northridge that hit 3 in a row, you mean?
No, it was Northridge hit one, and then... Memphis came back and they hit one, and then they came back, and then Northridge hit another one, and Memphis came back and they hit another
one.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
It went like that. It was pretty amazing. That's when the game started getting good after that point.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty cool. Teams like Northridge think, oh, if we could just get past this team, we could be that Cinderella team. They played really well. They were ahead a lot of the game, but what are you going to do? They are Northridge, after all.
Yeah.
Let's not forget
that. They remember that midway through. Uh-oh, we're Northridge.
Let's go to John in Fullerton. Good morning, John.
Hey, what it do, guys? What it do, Lisa May?
What it do, John?
Take it easy, John.
All right. So, did you guys see the President on the Tonight Show last night?
I did not.
I heard some clips.
I saw the teases all day yesterday, but I don't really watch the Leno show.
Yeah.
All right. So, the topic comes about bowling in the White House. And he says he scored a 129, which isn't the greatest score. And people, they start, you know, kind of talking. You know, that's a good score, trying to make them feel good.
There,
and all of a sudden,
there's a bowling alley, I think, in the White House, right? In the basement of the White House? Okay. So 129, so, they're mocking him. Okay.
And they're trying to make him maybe feel good about the score. Jay's like, yeah, it's a good score. It's a good score. And he goes, yeah, if this is the Special Olympics. And he kind of stops himself as he's saying it.
Because he
kind of realizes what he's saying. And no one really acknowledges what he just said. I go to my wife, I go, did he just make a Special Olympics joke?
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I think it's the funniest thing ever, and I'm so fearful that this is just going to come back and bite him in the ass.
Look, we've turned
but
getting...
But come on, we know the Special Olympics, we know what it is, and we know that we don't expect as much from them. He didn't slam anyone.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, we've
taken... It's a good, clean joke, people.
We've taken to getting offended to a new art form in America, and I love the fact that he got that past his censors and said it.
Yep, I do too.
Did you guys see Marine One fly into Burbank?
No.
I thought that was the coolest part of him even being on Jay Leno. I don't know if it was a decoy and he was actually in a convoy of cars or if he was actually in it. But it was so awesome seeing that fly into, like, the San Fernando Valley. Because it's just so massive and, like, imposing.
I wonder if he has decoys.
Oh, he definitely does. But
that'd be awesome. I do not want that job, though. I do not want to be a decoy
for him. Decoy? Yeah, oh, my God.
All right. William in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning. How you do, all you?
We do good. How you?
Pretty good, except for yesterday. I'm at Starbucks. I'm waiting in line to get me a freaking Frappuccino. And guess who bumps into me? Screech from Saved by the Frickin' Bell.
Oh, nice.
The guy bumps my shoulder, and I'm like, I turn around to see what the hell is going on, and the guy starts f***ing me out.
He started what?
He started cussing me out, calling me an a-hole and F this and F that. And I'm like, what the hell is your problem? And he goes, you need to get the F out of my way. I'm too important for this place. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
No, he didn't.
So
really?
I start yelling at him, and my wife said, maybe we should just go. And I said, you know what? F this guy. I didn't like him on Saved by the Bell. He should get his ass kicked. So the lady at the counter, when I was finally my turn, she told me I should probably have to leave because I'm causing a scene. Because a freaking
screech. Yeah, you're the problem.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing.
I should have punched him in the nose.
Yeah. You did the right thing, dude. You got to, when you have that opportunity, you have to take it.
Absolutely.
Especially if he's a dick to you out of the blue.
Now, I mean, if it was Slater on the other hand, maybe I wouldn't have tried anything. But Screech, yeah.
Of course.
I'm not going to handle this.
Slater, you get his autograph. Screech, kick his ass.
Yeah.
All right. I like the way you think, William. Thank you. And finally, let's go to Mario in Alhambra. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, good morning.
What did you do?
What did you, Mario?
I was calling about my brackets. I spent 2 weeks studying. I was checking RPIs, looking for, you know, who played who. And it was 2 weeks I studied.
Yeah.
My girlfriend picked teams because her friend's from, her friend went to Michigan because West Kentucky always wins. Who the hell is Western Kentucky? Always Kentucky, the powerhouse of basketball, but Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky has been one of those Cinderella teams.
Yeah.
In the past few years, but it is frustrating to put that much work into it and then have people who don't know really much about it beat you.
And she was loving it last night. 15 out of 16.
Well, she got
13.
She got 15 out of 16?
15 out of 16.
Wow.
She called North Carolina. She called that Western Kentucky because everyone knows Kentucky's a powerhouse.
She kicked your ass, dude.
She did.
Kicked your ass. That's the way it goes. It's super frustrating. Same with the NFL.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
Oh, I like the color of the uniform. All right. Good.
Take your money.
Those people that think they know a lot about it, it's just a lot of times doesn't translate.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We're going to talk to our own Cat Corbett.
We hope.
Who's in Austin for a music festival called South by Southwest. And she tends to stay out late.
Well, she likes the bands. Is the thing. And there's 1,800 bands there, I
heard.
That's
correct.
So she had a lot to do.
She tends to enjoy an occasional alcohol as well.
A little cocktail here and there.
So last year, we couldn't even hear her. I mean, I think her voice was completely gone. Hi, guys. So we're going to talk to her today and see how that's going.
Yeah.
Movie beat today because it's Friday.
Oh, good movies coming out.
There are some good ones.
So excited.
We have the Saved by the Bell off. Speaking of Screech and AC Slater. At a K-Rock listener named Jennifer who called in yesterday and just berated Mike and challenged him to a duel.
As she should have.
And I am putting my money on her.
Absolutely. No one's betting on Mike.
Yeah.
Well, she's dumb, by the way. I corresponded with her a little bit over email. She still to this day TiVos Saved by the Bell and watches it daily.
Okay.
And
why is she dumb then? She challenged you to a duel. She's going to kick your ass.
Well, I had to. You can't pick and choose your fights. You know, it's just like Nom.
It is just like Nom.
Everything That's is true. Just like Nom.
In the world of Saved by the Bell trivia, it is just like Nom. You can get stuck there forever. K-Rock World Tour, destination number 6 grand prize. We're going to send somebody to see Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction in Tel Aviv.
Shalom.
And a little fellow by the name of Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah!
Coming in the studio to talk about the World Baseball Classic.
All right. Good.
So that's coming up. And don't forget, we're still going to qualify you for the K-Rock World Tour Destination 6, Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction in Tel Aviv. So that's coming up as well. A quick break, and Ralph is back with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, it was 59. I was told to tell you that.
59.
Yep.
Sweet. Let me write that down.
I hope that wasn't a trivia question or something.
Okay, 59.
So it's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:53. It is a little strange that Dave the King of Mexico called in sick today, being the first weekend of March Madness.
Yeah.
With games on all day long.
Yeah. Oh, I don't feel so good. I have dizzy eyes and bonkers head, and my throat is all runny.
He was very excited about it yesterday. He was watching it here at work, but I think he just decided that he needs to be at home.
Yeah, I better stay in bed.
I don't feel well. I'm throwing up.
My feet are all blurry, and so I should stay in bed and just rest.
So he's going to be today watching the NCAA tournament. I think that's nice.
That's good nice. For
Sometimes
him.
You need a personal day. You
think he's listening to us by any chance?
God, no. Would you?
Suck it, Dave!
5:54, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Oh, tonight.
Yes.
Tonight. Friday night.
Yes.
What?
On Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
The two-hour series finale of Battlestar Galactica tonight.
That's right.
Couldn't be more excited. Tonight, all the answers come to us. Tonight, we find out what's going on. The truth is revealed. Tonight.
Are they going, do you get a sense, or is there talk that they're going to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Or just leave a lot of questions?
No, this is absolutely a wrap-up.
Okay. I know it's the end, but I don't know if they're just going to leave a lot of questions like they do sometimes.
No, this is going to be a complete wrap-up.
These will be my final show performances in London. This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. I'll be performing.
All right.
This is going to be it. This is it. Hey, congratulations to former President George Bush. He's finally got his book deal. You know, for a long time he was shopping around his book. No one was interested. Finally got a deal with Crown Publishing for what's rumored to be $7 million.
Wow. That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $5 million less than Bill got, Clinton. It's $1 million less than Hillary got.
Yeah.
It's $2 million less than Tony Blair got.
Yeah.
So it's pretty low in terms of presidential money. But he's happy just to be able to publish it.
Yeah, but considering.
Yeah.
According to a press release from the former president, it won't be a tell-all book or a memoir of any kind. Instead, it'll be a dozen of the most interesting and important decisions he ever had to make in his personal and political life.
Okay.
Apparently, he will talk about his decision to send troops to Afghanistan and Iraq. His response to Hurricane Katrina. His commitment to fight AIDS around the world.
Wow.
His stem cell research policy. So, I'll just call it I effed up. George Bush.
Mistakes I made.
Some of the chapters. The night I got my head caught in the White House Coke machine.
What?
I'm just...
Oh,
these,
I was just...
These are the jokes, Kevin.
Okay,
did you play cards last night?
I did not, know.
You didn't?
No.
You got that vibe.
I do, I know.
You got that?
I didn't say much.
I've been up all night. I maybe had a few cocktails and...
Hey, how am I supposed to know President Bush would name his chapters? He's... A little nutty.
101 Ways I've Misspelled Condoleezza is another one of the chapters.
That's
apparently.
A chapter name?
Yeah. The Night I Slipped Dick Cheney a Roofie. Why Mom and Dad Voted for Kerry. You know, things like that. Those of you who want to read that book should be interesting. I heard you guys talking about it earlier. Speaking of presidents and the public, Barack Obama. Everyone's making a big deal about this thing he said on Jay Leno last night.
God.
Apparently, Jay was mocking President Obama's lack of ability when it comes to bowling.
Right.
Funny Money was talking about yesterday how the guy can't bowl. And he said, no, he actually he has bowled a 129 recently. And Leno was being sarcastic. He said, oh, that's very good, Mr. President. And apparently, offhandedly, Obama responded, it's like the Special Olympics or something.
Yeah.
And now everyone is coming down on him saying he's insensitive and he is disparaging the Special Olympics and people with disabilities. he's being vilified.
He was not saying, he was not making fun of them. He was making fun of himself.
Absolutely.
Because he doesn't have,
he doesn't have
any of those holdbacks, and yet he was still getting that low score.
Yes.
People just need to stop it.
Yeah. That'd be good. Can you just stop it?
Just stop it.
People, do us a favor. Just stop it. Poor Miley Cyrus, she stuck her foot in her mouth again. She has said that she has no plans on starting a family anytime in the near future. And the person who was interviewing her said, that's great. Do you feel maybe you don't have maturity to be a mother at this stage in your life? You're waiting until you get older? And she said, oh, no. I just don't want to lose my finger and blow up to the size of a house for at least another 20 years.
But she's mature enough.
She's mature enough, obviously.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get fat.
I don't care why she's making this decision. It's the right one.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as she doesn't have them.
Yeah, fine. Good point.
All good that way. More details about the alleged Rihanna Chris Brown sex tapes. Star Magazine has a story saying reportedly the sex tapes are quite kinky.
Really?
Supposedly, Rihanna likes dressing up for their sexcapades, including a role as a dominatrix. I'd like to see her beat the crap out of Chris Brown for a change. That would be nice.
No kidding.
Get out the paddle.
Would be strangely satisfying.
And I guess the last chapter in the story of the Natasha Richardson accident has been closed as of last night. The autopsy was finally released. And they revealed it was definitely a blunt trauma to the head that caused the bleeding in her brain that caused her death. So it was the fall on the ski slope that did cause the damage. Still shocking when you see how quickly it all happened. But Dita Von Teese has said she has no intention of reconciling with her former husband, Marilyn Manson. She tells Inked magazine that he's called her a few times since their split, as it has even apologized for perhaps ruining their marriage. Dita said it's too bad for him. She's not interested. She is juggling three different men in three different parts of the world right now.
Nice.
Good for her.
I like that she's out there saying that.
She counts men as her biggest sin, she says in the article. So congratulations. For being a slut, I guess. And you can add Leona Lewis to the list of performers who will play your private party if you have enough coin. London Sun's got a story. The 23-year-old smoking hot British singer wasn't supposed to do any more gigs until next year. She had was supposed to be working on a new album. It wasn't touring any longer. But she couldn't resist an offer from a man named John Caldwell to play his daughter's 21st birthday party. Apparently she showed up. Did a couple songs, sang Happy Birthday to the birthday girl and split, you know, 15, 20, half an hour maybe. What do you think she got paid?
$500,000?
$1.5 million for the party.
God.
Wow, for a half hour.
$1.5 million.
Wow. No wonder she's doing it.
I would like that to be my new rate.
No kidding.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
Let's.
Model actress Kathy Ireland is 46 years old today.
Selling furniture.
Is she?
Is she selling furniture?
She's got a Kathy Ireland line of all sorts of
things. I thought she had clothing line or something.
She's home decor, too.
Actress Holly Hunter, who is has a very successful series called Saving Grace over there on TBS. You know, TNT, I think it's on.
Yeah.
51 years old today. Director Spike Lee turns 52. Actor William Hurt is 59. Producer, actor, comedy legend Carl Reiner celebrates his 87th birthday today. And speaking of legends, Carl Palmer, legendary drummer, is 59 years old today. You know Carl Palmer?
No, I do not.
He was a drummer for a band called Emerson, Lake & Palmer. That was a big progressive rock group in the 70s. But in the 80s, I think he really did his best work with a little band that I like to call...
Don't you do it.
Asia! Listen
drumming
to him.
Like a crazy man.
Listen to that go. Carl Palmer. Ow!
Cannot be that excited about a guy that was in Asia.
Watch me.
Denied.
I'm Rev Garman. I walk the show. But
first, let me congratulate you, the K-Rock audience, because you've done something that I believe is a record.
Really?
Yes. It's hard to stand out in today's society.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to really be good at something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were going back through what they do with the ticket on sale for, like, the April Foolishness. Mm-hmm. Kevin Amin's first annual April Foolishness, which is April 3rd. Gibson Amphitheater, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, and Jimmy Kimmel's band Cleto and the Cletones. They go through and they check all of the credit cards that purchase tickets.
Oh, of course.
So if there's something, you know, up with some of them, or the address doesn't match the card, or mm-hmm. the card is reported stolen or whatever, they do a sweep of all of the credit cards, and then they put those tickets back into the pot.
Oh, because they were bought, but now
right.
they're available again.
And if I'm correct, I believe that I heard yesterday that the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness was a record for the highest number of stolen credit cards ever.
Yeah!
Come on!
Are you kidding me?
Yes! That's our audience!
Oh, no!
Highest number of stolen credit cards ever.
Now,
yes!
Nice work, people.
Not out of K-Rock shows. You mean, like, the venue, ever Ticketmaster going through concerts?
I believe that's true.
Say that again, Mike.
I'm saying not just
thank you, Lisa.
Not just restricted to K-Rock shows. You're talking about Ticketmaster and the venue.
That
we did
the
it. We're number one.
Does
we are number one.
I am so proud of you people.
This is such good news.
So what does that mean?
We are standouts. Well, there are about 350 tickets that went back into the pool that you can buy.
Oh, my God.
At Ticketmaster.
Because they were bought fraudulently.
A lot of them are single tickets. So you're either going to have to go by yourself, or you're going to have to go with somebody else and sit in different places. But they're back into the pool on sale because of the record number of stolen credit cards. Highest number they've ever seen.
That's amazing.
Come on, people. You guys rock.
USA! 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 USA!
I got to tell you, I love dumb. I love stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
They make me feel a little better about myself, I think. Get the open for that instead of the close, if you don't mind.
Speaking of them.
So I do keep a lot of these stories, for example, and we might need to do a feature called Just the Headlines.
Okay.
Because of this particular headline. Alex came up with that. I said, do you need to know any more about this article? Accused says he was just milking goat.
Oh no.
You don't need any more information, right?
No. I don't want any more information.
So those kind of stories fascinate me. I love them, and it's time for the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
A 38-year-old man was arrested after he called 911 and told the dispatcher he was surrounded by police officers and needed help. The police surrounded him, and he called 911.
Who does he think 911 is?
I don't know. I couldn't imagine.
They're just too stupid to be on this planet.
That's why I love them. They make me feel so smart.
I know.
A woman was arrested after she called police to, quote, get her money back after she was unhappy with the crack cocaine she purchased.
Oh, my God.
So she bought some crack. Juanita Marie Jones, 53 years old.
Called
the police, and after she bought what she thought was a $20 piece of crack cocaine, she told the officer she broke the rock into three pieces and smoked one, only to discover that it was fake. So the officers came over, the sheriff deputies came over, and she led them into her kitchen and showed them the drugs, and they weren't fake, they were real, and they arrested her on possession of cocaine.
Well done.
Here's another all you need is the headline, really. Uh-huh. Michigan man pleads no contest in vacuum sex act case.
Oh, yeah.
It's another dude at the car wash.
Was he really at the car wash?
Yes. You know that high power vacuum at the car wash?
Oh, dear God.
That happens about once or twice a year where somebody gets
You can get really
stuck.
Injured, right?
Yes. They're super strong.
Oh,
I mean, I wouldn't know because how would I know? But
no.
I'm just saying. It seems like it would be bad. And finally, a drug denial letter covered in drugs. A nightclub boss who wrote a letter to police denying that drug use was a problem in her club lost her license. because the cops found that the letter itself was covered in cocaine. Pauline Terry is the name of this person, wrote the letter in January. Club Compass in Ramsgate, Kent, I believe is in England, was, and the police were doing a undercover sting operation, and they said, this is a haven of drug use. This is a problem, and we need to, you know, raid it. And so they were doing it. And so they sent a letter. She sent a letter back to the police, and they said that they found on the letter huge traces of various Class A drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and ecstasy.
That is the best.
On the letter.
Excellent
denying work. That there was drug use in her nightclub.
Excellent work.
So those people, congratulations, Kevin and Bean, Citizens of the Day.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
We have Tommy Lasorda coming in just after the top of the hour. Mike is very excited about it. I'm sorry, Ralph, I didn't have your mic on yet.
I said, MCO.
Yes, you did.
K-Rock listener Jennifer is in the studio as well. Hi,
good
Jennifer.
Morning. Good morning.
How are you?
You good, need thanks. To talk.
Can
you
get
talk
right up on that microphone, darling.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
So
act like it's AC Slater.
Oh yeah.
Get right up against it.
So we were making fun of Psycho Mike the other day, and because he's running for prom king of Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that seems pretty lame.
He doesn't deserve it.
Correct. Right. No, he doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it.
So
even a lame accolade like that, he doesn't deserve.
We found an article where they were talking about Mr. Belding. Who's going to be the principal at the party?
We found out that's why he wants to go, because Mr. Belding is the principal of this lame-ass prom, and he wants to be crowned by Mr. Belding.
That's correct.
Because he's always seen himself sort of as an A.C. Slater type.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We think it's funny, too, Jennifer.
So the article mentions if you've always wanted to do the sprain, and then it goes on and goes on and goes on.
And we were like, what the hell's the sprain?
What's the sprain? So Mike explained it to everyone in the Cinco de la Tarde show a couple of days ago and couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah. Well, I could have been. But...
Remember when A.C. Slater hurt his ankle or whatever, and he was dancing on the dance floor and he was hopping around, and everybody started doing it, and they called it the sprain.
So we were like, okay,
all right, that's what you say. You know, you're the Saved by the Bell expert.
And then Jennifer flew into action. By the way, couldn't get through that first day, had to get in the next day. That's how much she cared about that.
And still angry.
Apparently the phones blew up when Mike made this major error in Saved by the Bell lore.
You do not want to be wrong on Saved by the Bell.
No, you don't.
It's kind of like Lost.
And Jennifer, what's the actual story behind the sprain?
The actual story is it was the dance-off that they were having at the school. Lisa had a really good dance partner during practice, sprained her ankle, dance partner ditched her. Oh. She was left with Screech.
Oh, no.
And so Screech like did this funky dance around her as she hopped around, and they named the dance the Sprain.
Oh, I see. That's the real story.
I rented Left with Screech over the weekend. It's not a good movie at all.
No.
So Jennifer is angry about that and calls in.
I just wanted to give you guys a call and let you know how much of a gay tool Psycho Mike is. First of all, he does not deserve to be the homecoming king of North Hollywood or wherever the hell he is trying to be the homecoming king of
West.
And have Mr. Belding come and crown him or whatever, because he doesn't even know where the sprain came from. First of all, it was not A.C. Slater, you moron. It was Lisa. Get your stupid story straight. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even deserve it. Anyways, if you guys would like to call me back, I would challenge the moron to any type of Saved by the Bell trivia. Thanks, guys. Bye.
The gauntlet was thrown. The gauntlet was thrown down, and we let Jennifer come in here and battle Psycho Mike and Saved by the Bell off.
Now, before we get to the Saved by the Bell off, I do have to ask you, Jennifer, have you ever complained about something else on our show?
Yes.
You have?
You have?
Yes.
Oh, I thought the answer would be no. I was sure of it.
Well, what have you complained about before?
What else have you complained about?
Oh, there's many.
Wow.
But it's okay.
You're all a serial complainer?
Wait, are you paying our ass?
No. Oh. No, I don't really call. I think I've called once about something, and there's something that Ralph did, but it was a while ago.
What did I do?
I don't remember.
Something bad.
Wasn't as bad as this, though, right?
Oh, no.
No,
never.
That's what kills me, is the level of passion for her to hold on to that anger till the next day when the Afro line was open, and then to still have it when she comes here this morning. She's going to wipe the floor with you, Mike.
No, and I was hoping that before we got on the air with this bit, you know, we could kind of make friends and say, hey, this is all in good fun.
No.
This is tantamount to terrorism,
this is not
as far as she's concerned.
We're not friends till after.
She wants to kill me.
Well, you've always sort of puffed yourself up as saying you are the Saved by the Bell expert around here. You always talk about how much you know about it, how you would kick ass in trivia but Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Look, I think I do know a lot about Saved by the Bell.
Well,
I have not watched an episode in 17 years.
Oh, now you're easing off. Now you're backing off.
Here's Chris's excuse.
Actually, I haven't watched an episode in 17 years.
I did. Myself I out said here. That clearly from the beginning.
Right.
But I watched it so much between, say, like 92 and 94 that I feel like it's already ingrained into my dome piece.
Uh-huh.
It's on. And you can't pick and choose your battles.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
she
true.
Threw the gauntlet down.
That's right.
It was like when I was doing minesweeps in Da Nang.
You were never
doing
that.
I never knew when the Charlie was going to was gonna besiege on me.
I don't think they called him the Charlie, either, by the way.
All right.
When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell.
Off.
The teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be all right. It's all right.
Entire theme.
Are you kidding? So it's the Saved by the Bell off.
Yes, it is.
Psycho Mike is here. Jennifer is here.
Here's how we play the game. It'll be first contestant to five correct answers will win the Saved by the Bell off. Okay?
First to five or best of five?
First to five.
Okay.
I've got about 15 questions here. So the first person that gets five correct answers will be the winner. Now, we will decide who gets to answer by the first person we hear shout out their name after I complete the question. Okay. Jennifer, you will yell out Jennifer if you think you know the answer. Mike, you will yell out moron if you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Or Mike. We'll,
or
take,
tool.
We'll accept Mike. Tool.
I think let's not accept Mike. I think it has to be Tool. Must be Tool.
All right.
Now, keep in mind, if you shout out your name and we go to you and you give an incorrect answer, you will have 1 point subtracted from your total. This will keep you from just shouting out randomly, hoping to be able to guess the correct answer. Okay?
All right.
The first person with the, as I mentioned, to five will be declared our winner. And if you shout out and you're incorrect, keep in mind your opponent will get a chance to answer that question as well. I will repeat the question and your opponent will get a chance to answer, okay?
Now, Kevin's not keeping score, right?
I am.
Okay, Lisa May will be keeping score.
How dare you?
Kevin will be providing sound effects, so prepare yourself for the worst. There we go. That'll be for correct, and this would be for an incorrect answer. No, that's wrong. No. There we go. Yeah, this isn't going to go well.
No, it's good. I got it.
Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jennifer and Tool,
here's your first question. In the episode where Jesse was hooked on caffeine pills, what class was she trying to study for?
Jennifer.
Tool. Jennifer, I heard your name first.
Yeah. Chemistry.
Ooh, no, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Mike, you do get a chance to answer the question.
Biology.
No, I'm sorry. You're also incorrect. It was geometry.
Damn.
The answer was geometry.
Now, so Mike gets...
They both get a negative
one.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So both of you falling short on that one. Geometry, the
correct
answer.
I see this game ending at about noon.
That was a warm-up. I was told that was an easy question, so we may be in trouble.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay, we're going to skip down to the bottom of the page. You got that question there coming up, Kevin?
Number seven?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay. What band was the gang trying to buy tickets for when they found
out? I told clearly this first.
I think Mike was.
I think I heard something out of Mike first.
U2.
Yeah. U2 was the band. The band was trying to find tickets for when they found a bag full of money at the mall.
Early lead. Don't let the pressure of a visitor's court get to you. Be
not. Whatever.
I think you're at zero now,
yes,
Mike.
I know.
Just,
Lisa
scores
0-1?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Okay, here's your next question. What did Lisa do for the talent portion of the Miss Bayside pageant? What did Lisa do for the talent portion of the Miss Bayside pageant? Wow.
One of you would shout your name here.
Our contestants are stumped.
And then...
I'm sorry, time is up. The correct answer was she played the violin. She played the violin in the talent portion of the Miss Bayside pageant.
Jennifer, let me tell you something. There's 11,000 other callers just like you.
I know.
They're screaming
that are
in their car right now.
They're screaming at both of us.
They're screaming at you, yeah. By the way, we're going
to
give
out... Thank goodness I don't have access to the Afro line.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Oh, we'll play it for you. Don't worry.
Our next question. Who was the MC at Lisa's fashion show?
Jennifer.
It
was Zach.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Screech. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have let Mike answer that question.
I automatically get a point. Rob screwed it up.
No.
I get
sorry.
10 points.
No.
I don't think so. Right. I think that gets thrown out.
Darn it.
Sorry, Screech was the correct answer.
All right. So Jennifer at a minus two.
Here we go. Here it comes.
No, this is it. I know. I feel it. By the way, you still TiVo it and watch it every day?
My kids do.
Well, you're bad then.
No.
Okay.
They don't show these episodes.
All right.
In the Wicked Stepmother, Wicked Stepbrother episode, what movie did Eric take Lisa to see on their first date? Jennifer?
Casablanca.
Casablanca's correct.
All right.
Nicely done.
All right.
She leaps up to minus one.
It's minus now. 1-0.
Minus 1-0. She's coming back. Here we go. What was the name of the duck that Zach befriended?
Jennifer.
Mike?
It was Becky.
Correct, Becky the Duck.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Word to the mother.
One to minus one.
One to minus
one.
All right, here we go. What was Slater's sister's name?
Jennifer? It was DJ.
That's not correct. Mike, do you have an answer for this? What was Slater's sister's name?
I do.
It was only mentioned in one episode, the episode called Slater's Sister.
It was initials. I'm gonna pass.
You're going to pass. The correct answer was JB.
Yeah.
JB was the name of Slater's sister's
Jennifer,
name.
Jennifer, I got to tell you, for somebody who's challenging someone.
I know. It's coming. Here it comes.
You are, that's what she
here
said.
Comes.
You are bad.
I hope we don't run out of questions
before somebody gets
the
five.
No.
She falls
here
when
comes.
It comes to game time, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. Good,
we'll see.
Good in practice.
Yeah. Here
bad in the games. If we run out of questions, whoever's in the head,
yeah.
Win.
I hope to go for it. What was the name of the older college girl that Zach met and danced with?
Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Jennifer?
Your name's not uh-oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
It would be Danielle.
Danielle is correct.
Nicely done.
Right.
Zach met and danced with her at the Attic, a teen nightclub.
She went to USC, right?
Yes, she did go to USC. That's correct.
Did you yell uh-oh? Sorry.
Yeah.
What would cause you to do that?
Yeah.
So you don't get bonus points for knowing the USC part.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I yelled out uh-oh.
Yeah.
Lisa, what's the score now? Remind me.
Jennifer has minus one and Mike has one.
Wow. Battle of the Titans. In the Christmas episode where Zach fell for a homeless girl named Laura, what is the name of the store she worked at? Mike, wow.
Moody's Store for Men.
That's absolutely
that's
correct.
Right.
How do you... Oh, well, you love fashion.
Because I dominate!
Because you're gay.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Score 2-1?
Yes.
Jennifer, you
stop
better...
Stop rubbing it in, Kevin, please.
You better start kicking some ass here. The next question... What was Kelly's little brother Billy's first word?
Jennifer. Zach.
Zach is correct.
All
right. Here she comes.
She's quick, man.
Here she comes.
She's at zero.
0-2? Is that where we're at?
She's on a roll now. She's got zero.
Mike's got two. What was the name of the photographer who was taking Kelly to Paris to model? What was the name of the photographer who was taking Kelly to Paris
to model? Do you want first and last name?
First and last name, please. Yes. You know what? I'll accept first or last name at this point.
Jennifer? I believe it was Adam.
Adam Trask is correct.
I knew
well done.
Done.
Well
done.
Well done.
She knew both.
She's
but
on
she's
the board for the point.
That's strong.
Really scared.
It's 1-2 now, right? She's coming back. This is exciting.
You're listening to a Saved by the Bell off.
When Jesse was on KKTY Bayside.
Jennifer. She signed off as Spano Speaks.
Wow! She knew what the question
what?
Was.
You didn't even ask the question.
He's going to be my bitch.
Wow.
She's looking at him
They're
with
tied.
Daggers.
I ain't too proud to cheat, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Two.
I'm not too proud to cheat, so don't be surprised if you catch a right cross if you take an early lead.
Really?
The question was, how did Jesse sign off on her show? She said, this is Jesse Spano 4, and the answer was Spano Speaks. Well, it's 2-2, tied up. Very exciting. All right, now we're going to move into some more obscure episodes. In the Hawaii episodes.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Zach dated a local girl. What was her name?
Oh, shoot.
Zach
Mike.
Dated a local girl in Hawaii. Oh. What was her name?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Jenny.
No, I'm sorry.
No!
I'm sorry.
No. I can't remember.
Okay, no one gets a point. Right. Mike gets a point taken away.
That's
correct.
That's now true. 2-1.
It's Andrea. Her daughter's name was Jennifer.
Jennifer.
But Andrea was actually the girl that he was dating.
And Jennifer takes the lead.
That's right.
It's time to tighten it back up.
What did Jesse wear for the Miss Liberty pageant?
Tonight. A Statue of Liberty outfit.
Statue of Liberty costume is correct.
Nicely done.
Where are we at now?
We're 2-2.
2-2. Wow.
Tie ball game.
Okay. What was the name of Screech's robot?
Mike.
Chip.
Mike?
It was Kevin.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
We should get some drops from that.
Mike is now...
3-2.
3-2. Who played the Queen Evil Stepmother
Mike.
Character? Yes, Mike?
It was Kelly Kapowski. She originally wanted to play the lead, but then she realized it would be fun to be mean.
In Snow White and the Seven Dorks, she did play the Queen Evil Stepmother character.
Yeah,
Kelly is correct.
He served you on that
4-2 now? That we're at 4-2.
All right. He's going to lose her here.
At Bayside High, who taught driver's education?
Mike. Mr. Tuttle, game time.
Wow!
My goodness!
Mike is our winner with 5-2.
My goodness.
I'm leaving the studio because I just can't. You know what?
All right, go. Bye. I see ya. Have a good time.
Jennifer, I want you to know we're all rooting for you.
We so wanted you to win.
We so wanted you to serve
trust me,
him.
I wanted to win.
But unfortunately, Mike did do a pretty good job at Saved by the Bell trivia at our Saved
That's
by the
right.
Bell off.
And you let us down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ,
hey!
And it's Kevin and Bean Show. The Airborne Toxic Event is that band. They are playing
so good.
South by Southwest this weekend, and we're going to talk to Kat about an hour and a half from now and try to wake her up, see how things are going there.
Okay,
and Tommy Lasorda is here. We're going to talk
Woo!
To him at the top of the hour.
Woo!
Having trouble controlling Mike. He's very excited about
Mike,
that.
Mike, so. Well, you know, Mike's a long-time Dodgers fan, so this is a very exciting day for him.
Very exciting.
For all of us. Tommy's an icon.
Right now, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, we've been talking about this Natasha Richardson situation all week long. Last night, the autopsy results were revealed, and it was, in fact, some sort of blunt trauma to the head that caused the bleeding inside of her skull that caused her death. And
I've got
not even close.
Dear God.
What?
Evan.
What? Not even close. This was not one of those kind of
what
emails.
Is wrong with
I did.
You?
I thought he was reading an email.
Not one of those. I am going to read an email, but it has nothing to do with 2 tickets to Paris.
Okay.
This comes from listener Nathan, who's listening to us in Massachusetts, by the way. Thanks for listening online, Nate. We appreciate it. Hey, guys, I know this whole Natasha Richardson thing has been extremely tragic, but I think we can take a couple of positive things from it. Number one, Bean is on vacation, so we can avoid his inappropriate, morbid, too-soon humor.
Oops.
Yeah,
which
Kevin.
Which is good, except for Kevin. Now he's jumping into that void.
Yeah. Sorry.
Number two, Liam Neeson did his interview with Kevin before his wife died. So we will avoid some of the questions like, so what does your wife think of your traveling question?
It.
Or So, Liam, I hear you like skiing.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the positive things we can take
those
away.
Are good points.
You know? Nate says, of course, I do expect to hear a Sonny Bono-type promo soon, so...
note to self.
No.
Nate, you have a point. Those things I thought we were going to avoid, but apparently we can't. Kevin now is going to be...
Look.
He's going to be mommy and daddy.
We try our best. Sometimes it's not enough.
You don't.
I don't try very hard.
No, you don't.
You don't try at all.
I got another geek alert for Battlestar Galactica fans. Thanks for Paul for giving me the heads up. Tonight's series finale will be airing on Sci-Fi tonight. It'll run 2 hours and ten minutes.
What?
2 hours and 10 minutes is the series finale.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a 2-hour finale, but it's going to run for 2:10.
Okay.
So if you're going to TiVo it or DVR it, you're going to want to add a little extra on the end so you don't get screwed out of the last 10 minutes, which I'm assuming will be quite...
Good to know.
Yeah.
Quite revelatory.
Yeah.
Really?
Something,
is that a word?
I don't think so.
Why not?
But we know what you meant. Yeah. Sometimes the TiVo will catch that, but not always.
Right.
Yes. So just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
Kelly Osbourne's out of rehab. And is now ready to walk down the aisle.
Really?
That's what she says. She says she can't wait to get married, and she has a good lesson of what love is really like by watching her parents, Ozzy and Sharon, she says. Said her folks had to work through their own problems through the decades.
Well, they are still together.
They
That's
are.
True.
Despite the fact that Ozzy tried to choke Sharon out, they're still
That's
together.
That's love, man.
She says that marriage is scary, but it's also an agreement to stay together through thick and thin. And Blow and Jack Daniels.
Can you imagine marrying into that family? That's your father-in-law and your mother-in-law.
Wouldn't be a boring Thanksgiving, would it?
Wow.
Be a good time.
That'd be awesome.
Rihanna is apparently out and about in the nightclub scene since all this stuff has gone down with Chris Brown. I told you recently she's concerned about these possible sex tapes that she's made with Chris seeing the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't stop her from hitting the clubs this week. Apparently she was seen at Ledoux, the big nightclub here in Los Angeles, hanging out with Wilder Valderrama this week. So maybe she's starting to play the field.
That dude.
That Pez.
He
sure does a good job, doesn't he?
He does a very good job at the women.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Grey's Anatomy star T.R. Knight was involved in an accident here in Los Angeles yesterday afternoon. Three-car fender bender. Two other vehicles were involved. Apparently, nobody was seriously injured. T.R. was fine, but a driver and the passenger of one of the other cars had to be taken to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, just an accident.
Yeah.
They're still trying to decide whose fault it was, but apparently there was no alcohol involved or anything like that.
No, that's good.
Speaking of which, just as a sports aside, did you hear about Dante Stallworth, the wide receiver for, where's he playing now?
Oh, I don't know where he is.
No. Cleveland.
He was with the team that I can't mention.
Sure.
And then he went, I think, to the Patriots, and maybe he's in Cleveland now. Oh. Anyway, he was in Miami this week and hit and killed a pedestrian while driving his car.
That's bad.
So he's in for a world of trouble right now. They believe there may be alcohol involved there.
Oh,
too, so.
It was Miami Beach and it was 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. You know, that
yeah.
That's not good.
So we'll have to wait and see. Russell Simmons has a new girlfriend. You know, rap mogul, Russell Simmons.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Julie Henderson and she is a 23-year-old Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Way hot.
Those right. girls just get snatched up, don't they?
All right, then.
Congratulations, 51-year-old Russell Simmons. So glad you traded in that Kimora Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Man, how did you stand it? With that one, with the mouth and the talking. Oy.
There is a lot of talking there.
Apparently, Julie's friends aren't too happy with her choice in men. One of them dished to the New York Post that they have some major problems with their friend, the 23-year-old Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, wasting her time, in their words, with a 51-year-old man. He's a 51-year-old man with $51 billion.
Yeah, there's that.
It's not
that.
A waste. And Miley Cyrus could use some Polident. Apparently, during a recent photo shoot, some of her teeth popped out of her mouth and fell on the floor.
What
are you talking about?
I didn't know this, but apparently Miley's eye teeth are a bridge. And during the shoot, they were not secured correctly. And while she was shooting, they popped out of her mouth.
How did she end up with a bridge to begin with? I know you don't know, but I mean, she's so young. That's bizarre.
Lisa. If somebody has those photos, we would like to see them.
She's from a country western family. You know what I mean?
They just rot and fall out.
They're not big on teeth, the people down south. People down south are not really. They don't have teeth as a high priority.
If she has some fake teeth, why doesn't she get ones that fit?
Well, I don't think that it's not the front ones. It's her eye teeth.
Well, still, then. Why at least replace the whole llama front teeth that she has?
You just have them all removed because you're missing a couple? That's kind of a severe answer, don't you think?
No. Mike says.
That's what he says.
He's very happy with
her. Oh.
Have you seen her grill?
Look, I'm no fan of the teeth.
Just in general.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Model Kathy Ireland is 46 years old today. Singer Lady Gaga turns 23 years old today. All we hear is Lady Gaga. Wasn't that song by Queen? Oh, she's 23 years old today. Chester Bennington celebrates his 33rd. Actor Michael Rapaport is 39 years old today. Holly Hunter turns 51. Spike Lee turns 52. Hey. William Hurt is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tommy Lasorda, Los Angeles Dodgers. Baseball is America's game. It doesn't belong to the Cubans or the Italians or the Koreans or the Japanese. It's our game. That organization I came from, the Dodgers, we didn't fear anybody.
Tommy Lasorda, this is how I looked before I lost 30 pounds in 3 months with the Ultra Slim Fast plan. But look at me now.
This morning, we have an icon in baseball, a good friend to all, and a man that brings enthusiasm to life and gives an inspiration and a positive role model to our youth and old alike, and that's Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah! Tommy Lasorda. Thank you for that tremendous round of applause.
And he just told us this morning Tommy was made Emperor of Japan, apparently, recently, too. So congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I don't think he said Emperor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they made him the Emperor of Japan.
They gave you the I heard you say this on Petros and Money Show. They gave you the highest award they can give.
Yeah. It's called the
it's unbelievable.
The Award of the Rising Sun, the Emperor Award.
Mm-hmm.
And then the they wanted to do it in Tokyo, and I said, hey, if you do it in Tokyo, the only two that's going to be there is me and Colin. So I'd like to have it here. So we had it at the Council of Generals yard house, and we had about 125 people attend, so, friends.
That's pretty cool.
Japan's love for baseball is I guess, second only to the United States, right? They're just crazy about baseball.
I would say so. Yeah, they're energetic, the fans, and they make a lot of noise at games. You know, if they got those things that they clack together or something.
The thunder sticks, those things?
Yeah. But they love baseball. When I went over there the first time.
You helped one of the teams over there, right?
First, I went to Mr. O'Malley. Send me over to work with the Tokyo Giants. And I went to their spring training camp in Miyazaki, which is off the on the island of Kyushu. And I stayed 3 weeks with them. I taught them every phase of the game. And they went on to win 10 straight championships.
Wow.
And then I went over and we made an agreement with the Kintetsu Buffaloes. And they took a box out at Dodger Stadium, a sign on the fence, and we brought them over in the fall for a 2 weeks course, and they brought all the young players over mostly. And I saw the other day in San Diego a kid Iwagama, and he's one of the kids that I worked with. Over there, he was skinny, and I thought he was skinny enough that he could take a shower in the barrel of a mortar gun. And now he's filled out, and he pitched an outstanding game against Cuba the other day.
How many years has this World Baseball Classic been going? Is this the third?
It's the second one.
Second year.
Yeah, that's great.
The best players from all over the world, right?
16 teams involved, 16 nations. And it's great. I'll tell you that baseball is built up so big in Japan alone. Korea. Mm-hmm. Korea. Where do you see Korea play? They've got good contact hitters. Those guys got great hands. They field extremely well. And they're exciting watching Korea play. And Japan. And Venezuela, excuse me, Venezuela has a lot of firepower.
Do they?
Oh, they got guys that can really hit. That I'll tell you, the first baseman for Venezuela right now may be the best player in the entire world.
Wow.
No kidding.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, South and Central America have been hotbeds for talent for a lot of years now. Got a lot of guys out of there who know how to play.
Absolutely.
Really well.
I played in Cuba. When I played in Cuba, I saw the government change hands twice. I was there in 1952 when Batista overthrew President Prio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was playing there in 1959 when Castro came in and ran Batista out.
Right.
Maybe you should go back. They'll change again.
But I hope it will change for the better.
Yeah,
because it's not too good.
Yeah,
no, I hear
you. Now his brother is replacing him, and he's worse.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that things could get worse, but they always can.
Yeah,
there were some comments made earlier this week, Tommy, that you would prefer to see countries that have democratic governments participate in the Classic versus those that don't participate. Do you think baseball is best represented by countries that have democratic governments? Is that your sense about it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And it's always great. Mexico City, we went down there for 3 days. I'll tell you, what a great time. I went to where they have the youth program.
Mm-hmm.
That field over there says is from 6 to 9. That field over there is from 11 to 14. This one over here is from 12 to 16. I mean, these kids playing baseball, uniforms are beautiful. And I'm saying, wait a minute. 10 years from now, these guys are going to grow up into outstanding players.
Right. Well,
that's always been a complaint about a lot of inner cities is they don't have places for kids to play baseball in the cities. And that's why you're not getting out of
American. Why not? You can play little league ball anywhere.
Play it on the street.
That's right. You can play, you can play little league anywhere. There's always a league that some kid can play in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing about our country, that Little League, Babe Ruth League, and all those leagues, different level of leagues, and youngster play it. See, the thing about it, a lot of players feel that they don't want to have to sign and play in the minor leagues.
Mm.
See, they want to sign football, they go right to the major leagues.
Yeah. NBA,
basketball,
too. Yeah.
They go right to the major league.
Right.
But not in baseball. Very, very rarely do you see one. I think, what's his name, that played with the San Diego Padres, Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
He was drafted by three sports. He was drafted by football, basketball, and baseball.
Well, it's pretty rare, though, isn't it? Three.
Yeah, very rare.
Doesn't seem like that ever happens. Tommy Lasorda is in our studio. The World Baseball Classic is going on. It's at Dodger Stadium
this weekend, right?
Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday.
It worked out so perfectly. Look, you have the Japanese team. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
We got many, many Japanese living here.
Right.
Korea. They have many, many Koreans living here.
Mm-hmm.
The United States.
With some of the Americans living here.
And the other team is Venezuela.
Right.
So I think that they the people should get out and see this. I really recommend it. I think it will be exciting, especially like the Japanese people pulling for the Japanese team, Korea pulling for Korea, and all of us pulling for USA.
Right, right.
And I think that would make a very, very good thing. I saw so many good games played. I saw the other day where it was an elimination game. The one who lost was out, and Japan played Cuba. And that kid I was just telling you about, he pitched seven innings of shutout ball. The game wound up 2-0. It was an exciting game.
Something happens when you play for your country that is different than when you play on a major league team.
Well,
or
that's
like that.
The thing that I get upset about. Guys who refuse to play for their country. I took the job, I took the team to Australia.
For the Olympics.
For the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it because they said nobody can beat the Cubans. They win every tournament. And I said, have they ever lost a game? Oh, yeah. Well, then they're going to lose. And I had 24 players, 23 I never saw play. I didn't know who they were.
Really?
Yeah, the only guy I knew was Pat Borders because when he was with Toronto, I was still managing. So I met with him in San Diego. And I said to them, I said, I don't know who you guys are.
I don't know what you want to hear from your manager.
I don't know where you come from. I don't know if you're married or single. I don't know if you're good, mediocre, or bad. But I'm going to tell you something now, and don't you forget it. When this thing is over, the whole world's going to know who you are. You know why? Because you're going to bring the gold medal back where it belongs in baseball, United States.
And then your team
said
that.
You do not represent your family here. You do not represent that school that you went to. You do not represent your hometown or that organization that signed you. You now represent the United States of America. And you're not going to do anything over there to embarrass our country or yourselves. All we're going to do is win. You know why we're going to win? Because baseball is America's game. It doesn't belong to those other countries. We're the ones that taught them.
Right.
It's our game.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring that gold medal. And our theme will be, we didn't come 5,000 miles to lose.
There it is. And then you did. Then you brought home the gold medal.
Time and sort of into battle.
Yeah. Too. I don't know if he knows anything about battle, but I would follow him as well.
Absolutely.
Tommy Lasorda, World Baseball Classic. We need to take a break, and then we'll come right back. There's a game tomorrow at 6 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., and Monday at 6 p.m. if you'd like to go to those games, and we will be right. Tommy Lasorda is in the studio with us talking about the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy was just telling us during the commercial break about Kobe Bryant talking about playing basketball for the Olympics. Tell the people that, because I think that's a fascinating story of what he thought.
Yeah, well, when they won the Olympics in basketball, and Kobe made that statement. He said, this was bigger to me than winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought he was, putting on a show. But I could relate to what he said because I said the very same thing. I said, winning that gold medal meant more to me than winning a World Series. Meant more to me than my 50-plus years with the Dodgers at that time. It was more than it was bigger than a major league. Just doing something for your country. You got to love this country. You got to, you know, you realize how many people would want to be in this country? You would realize how many people are so envious of us because we have the greatest country in the world. And we all, you know, they gave it the name the United States. And that's the way it should be. We should all be united, no matter what your party is. But we should be united. We should do everything we can to make the country better. And that's what it's going to take.
It sure doesn't feel like a lot of people have that attitude.
Well,
I mean, I got to be honest. It just feels like, especially with the last election and everything, it's just so splintered and everybody's so angry at each other. And I don't know. It's a frustrating situation.
Well, I'll tell you what. When, you know, the coaches don't get medals in the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. And everybody felt sorry for me that I didn't get a medal. I said, hey, I got my medal when I saw them put the medal around my players. I got my medal when I saw them raise that American flag. I got my medal when they played our national anthem. I cried because I knew that I had done something for my country. I wore the uniform of the United States Army for 2 years. I was proud to represent my country. My father, who was an immigrant, he served in the Italian Army in First World War. He said to his five sons sitting at the table one day, he said, you guys are lucky. You're born in the greatest country in the world. You do everything you can to keep it that way. If you have to fight for your country, you must do it. And you might even have to give up your life for your country. You do it. Now, this man telling his five sons that.
Yeah.
All five of us wore the uniform of the armed forces. Thank God we were all okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way he felt. He imparted that into us.
It must be awesome, too, to be on a stage the size of the Olympics when you know the entire world is watching you play. I mean, it's one thing to play in the World Series, which gets a lot of attention around the world, but the Olympics is such a massive event every 4 years.
That's why, you know, people thought I was wacky when I said it's bigger than the World Series. I said, you know, we won World Series. The Dodger fans were happy, but the Giant fans weren't.
Right.
The Padre fans weren't.
Right, sure.
The Cub fans weren't.
Right.
But you win that gold medal, and all of America's is happy.
Right.
That's what it's all about, doing something for your country. And that's why I admire the guys who are playing for the United States team. I admire the guys playing for the Japanese team. Look at Ichiro. He may be one of the best players in the world. And look at him. He's out there playing for his country. And now we should all get out there with a great deal of admiration and let the U.S. team know that we're pulling for them. And we want them to win because they'd be doing something for our country.
Tomorrow night at 6, Sunday night at 6, and Monday night at 6. Tommy Lasorda is here. Can we take one more quick break? Can you stick around?
Sure.
For one more? Okay, we'll be right back. I want you to talk a little bit more about the players that don't play. It sounds like you've got a little anger about some of the Major League Baseball players here that won't play for America.
Well, you sure guessed right.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come right back. Tommy Lasorda is in our studio. One of the few people that everyone in Los Angeles knows personally.
Yeah, it sounds like,
really,
right?
And loves,
yeah.
Right? Just before the break, I was asking you about the players who won't play for the United States. Is that because they don't want to get injured for their season, or what's the thinking behind that?
Probably.
Thinking about their paychecks?
And that makes you mad?
They're thinking about their paychecks?
Absolutely. But you see, they wouldn't do anything different playing with the team than they would in spring training. They go three innings, that's all you would go here.
Oh, I see. So they already have some of those safeties built in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that like the mercy rule? That's all about what that's about, too?
The mercy rule was terrible.
You're not a fan of that?
Not a fan of it. We had the mercy rule for against us.
I know, I heard.
And that was really hard to take.
Yeah.
To know that these great players, and people said they don't care. I said they don't care. Did you see them when they came from behind with three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to win the game? Did you see what they did on that field?
They were going crazy.
Why? because they won. They won for our country. That's what it's all about.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because we were talking yesterday about the mercy rule, and I was like, that I haven't heard that since I was in Little League.
Yeah, it doesn't seem too competitive.
Yeah, and even then, it's kind of a bummer to not have a full game to try and...
I'll tell you, that really hurt them. Those players were very upset to having that happen to them. And that's when they came back, boy, in the ninth inning and won it. And I think that really solidified their attitude. Mm-hmm. But anybody who has a chance to play and represent his country, I see Ichiro, one of the greatest players in baseball, I see him out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
I see all these guys on these different countries, Canadian team, at guys that play are successful in the big leagues. Their first base, Morneau, who was an MVP, he played. And when we were over in Australia, and they would interview our players after the game, I tell you, I just wanted to go up to them and hug them, because every one of them said, I'm doing it for my country.
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you, that brought tears to my eyes to hear them talk like that.
Do you think this will change in the next several years, since this is only the second year that they've been doing the World Baseball Classic? Do you think the players, you know, the great players will start to realize it's an important thing and it'll start?
I hope so. Somebody has to make them understand. And like Kobe Bryant said, that was the greatest thing that happened to him. Peavy, even though he had a rough outing, he said, this to me was great representing my country. See, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And all these guys that are playing on that team, that's what they say. I'm doing it for my country. Just like I went in the Army. I was drafted. I didn't volunteer.
Right.
I was drafted and I spent 2 years in the Army. I was proud of the uniform. And I wore it with pride and dignity and character. I never did anything to embarrass that uniform I was wearing. I wore the uniform of the Boy Scouts of America. I never did anything to harm the Boy Scouts of America. All I know is, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout laws, to help other people at all times, keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, brave, clean, and reverent. Now, I remember that. I don't remember the serial number of my rifle. Right. I don't remember my locker number in high school. I don't remember my Social Security number, but I remember the scout oath and the scout law, and I tried to live by it.
Woo! Wow. All right. I wish we had more time. We're running short on time. The WorldBaseballClassic.com is where you can get tickets for tomorrow, Sunday, or Monday, all at Dodger Stadium. I would like to get one Dodger question in, though, and that's Manny Ramirez.
Well,
give us your take on that.
Is that a question or a name?
Well, I mean,
well, probably one of the best hitters in the last probably 20 years or so.
Right.
Hey, he can swing at bat, and he's going to make the younger players play better. And we hope that we will one time raise that championship flag in center field. The McCourts have done everything they could to give a winner. They owe that to the fans. We have the greatest fans in all of baseball. And I said this time and time again, this game does not belong to the owners. It does not belong to the players. It belongs to the fans. And I'll tell you why. If they don't go through that turnstile, they got to shut it down.
No matter how good they are.
So we got to tell the fans how much we appreciate them, how much we love them. Because of them, there are people like us. And that's what they need, the fans to go out and support the United States in this tournament. The Japanese people should get out and support the Japanese team. The Koreans living in this country should get out and pull for the Koreans. And that's the way it should be, and I hope every one of them realize it and come out and do it and watch these games. They're exciting.
Well, there's no better spokesman for any sport than you for baseball.
That's the truth.
Thank you.
Really, it's just amazing. Hall of Famer.
I wish you cared more about it, though, Tommy. I wish you had some sort of affection for the sport. It would be a lot more enjoyable for me to interview
you. Before I forget, I got a little note that says, don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi, who worked for us for a number of years.
Is Jane listening today?
I hope she is.
So do we.
I don't think my wife's, I don't think she's up yet. I can't say. You know, I've been married, I've started with 60 years now. This is my 60th year with the Dodgers, and I'm married 59 in April.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
So I'm
you're a
bigamist.
Long-term guy.
I'm a bigamist. I got two great loves. And you know, one time.
Well, you're never home. That's got to be easier for your wife.
One time I was going out to make a speech, and my wife said to me, where are you going? I said, I got to go make a speech, honey. She said, you're not going out and make another talk, are you, Tommy? I said, yeah, I have to go. She said, you want to know something? I finally realized after being married to you for 50-some years, whatever it was, that you love the Dodgers and baseball more than you love me. I said, yeah, but I love you more than I do football and basketball.
No, we got everything in perspective.
She's the greatest.
Do you talk like this with her at home? Does she ever say, Tommy, you're just going to have to be quiet for an hour. I just need an hour.
No, and you know what happened one time when I was selected manager of the year and I had to rush home because of the fact they were going to come out the house and interview me. And I went real fast and got home. They interviewed me. She said, now take the trash out. I said, wait a minute, honey. I'm manager of the year. Not here you are. Take the trash out.
Not in this house.
That's right.
All right. Top of the sword. It's been great having you in the World Baseball Classic, Dodger Stadium, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday at 6 p.m. And you can get tickets at worldbaseballclassic.com.
Thank you. I enjoyed being with you.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Let's pull for USA.
All right. So we were supposed to do a grand prize winner. 45 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we didn't do that then much because Tommy was in the studio.
So if you were hoping to hear that,
you haven't
missed it. We haven't done it yet.
We're just running a little bit late.
We're going to be doing it right now. So if you're one of the lucky winners who qualified to win the trip to see Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction in Tel Aviv.
Hello.
Your phone may be ringing right now.
Yeah, stay by your phone.
And answer it.
That would be
good.
No,
just stay by it.
Hello?
Mike?
Yes?
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You are great.
Hi, Mike.
We are good. You already won a pair of tickets to see Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction May 20th at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Yes, I did.
Tickets for that, by the way, go on sale this afternoon at 3. You are also our grand prize winner, which means you get to go to Tel Aviv to see Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction.
Holy crap.
Hope your passport's in order, Mike. You're going to Tel Aviv.
Isn't that where Bar Raffaelli's from?
Yes, it is.
It absolutely is.
Yes, it is. Supermodel Bar Raffaelli.
And
yes.
As part of the grand prize, she is your date to the concert.
I love that he knows that. He's going to try and stalk her.
Bar Raffaelli not included.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't throw her in. We would like to, but you get round trip airfare for two. Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know if he said that or not.
I don't either, but just to be safe.
Be safe, yeah.
Congratulations. Have a great time. Mike, call us back afterwards and let us know how it went, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet. We'll have somebody else get in touch with you. Okay, so 45 minutes late. Not bad.
No.
Right?
He seemed happy enough.
Yeah.
We got the job done. That's all that matters.
7:59, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Late than never. 7:59. That's what you give me. Give me a minute to work with. That's what you got for me.
I'm not managing the clock very well.
No, you are no time of the sort, sir.
No.
You are not guiding this team onto victory. You're not winning the gold today, that's what I'm telling you. This is a great story.
You know, when Tommy was saying that he's never done anything to embarrass the uniform that he's worn, all I could think was, I've embarrassed every single person or group that I've been a member of.
That's right. That's all you do is embarrass.
That's correct.
Yes. This is a mess.
Back to you.
Here's a great story. Remember I did a little film review in Ralph's Video Vault about a movie called Fireproof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fireproof was a super religious film about how to keep your marriage happy by adhering strictly to the tenets of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kirk Cameron starred as a embittered firefighter who had to turn his life around and save his marriage via the good book.
It was a little preachy, and it was...
No.
And it was not written and acted at the highest level.
The heck you say. Anyway, here's just a story that gave me a laugh. A guy named Bradley Gellert lives in Tampa, Florida.
Florida?
And he was arrested recently for attacking his wife.
Oh.
Apparently, he screamed at Mrs. Gellert, threw stuff at her, and wrapped his hands around her neck until she couldn't breathe.
Mm.
She got out before it was too late and ran to the nearest police station. The police did the right thing, dropped by and picked up this loser. And if you go to smokinggun.com and look at his mugshot, you'll see Bradley Gellert wearing a promotional t-shirt for Fireproof, the movie.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether Bradley just got the shirt and didn't watch the film, but I'm thinking maybe the movie didn't have quite the effect on him the producers were hoping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong.
Just made me laugh. I don't know if you caught Barack Obama on the Jay Leno show last night.
Mm-mm.
But a lot of people making a big deal about a little joke he made with Jay Leno.
Yeah, and they need to stop.
Listen, Leno was trying to keep it light, and he was busting the president's chops about the fact that he's not a very good bowler. So Obama, talking about bowling, said he had been practicing at the White House bowling alley. You know, the White House has a bowling alley in it.
That's correct.
Pretty cool house when you have your own bowling alley. And he said he's been getting better. And here's how the exchange went.
I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No. I've been practicing bowling.
Really?
I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr.
This
President.
This is like Special Olympics or something.
That's very good.
Listen, I'm making progress on the bowling. Yeah.
Yeah, well, people...
That was such a throwaway.
It obviously was a throwaway joke, him being self-deprecating about his skill as a bowler, mentioning it's like the Special Olympics, and now...
I so hate this about our society.
Critics are jumping all over the president, saying that he was disparaging not only to the Special Olympics, but to people with learning disabilities.
Yeah.
Not to mention bowlers.
That's right.
Somehow. Insulting I think bowlers too, somehow. Should figure out how to be offended.
And the numbers 1, 2, and 9
yeah.
apparently are also getting insulted by the president. So people making a big deal about his appearance tonight by saying he made a major gaffe in his response.
Those people need to get some kind of perspective.
Yeah.
Special Olympics bowlers have problems that allow them to not bowl well. He doesn't.
Probably not a lot of 300 games in the annals of the Special Olympics.
He doesn't have those problems, and yet he's still bowling poorly. He was making fun of himself.
Right. He was talking about how inept he still is.
Ugh,
with that, using that as a comparison.
Stop it.
Obviously, no malice was intended whatsoever. So maybe we can all just give the guy a break on national television. He's trying to make a joke. Trust me. I know what it's like to make a joke and have it be in poor taste and fall on deaf ears. Wonder,
I got news for you. This is why our politicians end up not having a sense of humor, because they can't say anything.
Risk it.
How do
you risk it, right? Take a look at today's celebrity birthday. Shall we? Model actress Kathy Ireland is 46 years old today and still looks terrific, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow over the past couple of years, she has learned how to speak. When she was a young model, she used to be like, "Hi, I'm Kathy Ireland, and I want to be..." I was like, oh, she is definitely sound down. And now she's like, "Hi, I'm Kathy Ireland. Hope you'll come out and buy my new furniture." Somehow she went to a voice doctor or something, and I'm glad she did. Singer Lady Gaga is 23 years old today. Chester Bennington turns 33. Today, Holly Hunter, the actress, is 51. Spike Lee, movie director, is 52. William Hurt turns 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You know, there are some people who can stay focused on the task at hand when they're working. Even if there's a party going on and everybody's going crazy, mm-hmm. they work. They're there to work. They're single-minded.
They're dedicated.
Dedicated.
Right?
They do not.
Professionals.
Yes, and everybody tries to get them partying and stuff, but they know they have a job to do.
Right.
So they don't partake. And then there's Kat.
Oh.
And then there's Kat Corbett, who's at South by Southwest, which is a huge music festival in Austin each year.
And party.
And Kat goes every year.
They let her go every year, I do not know.
I don't either. How are you, Kat?
You are the most horrible people. You couldn't call me for Cinco de la Tarde. You had to call me now.
Well, listen, we knew you'd be waking up next to the lead singer of the Heartless Bastards or somebody, so... That's what I'm talking
Look,
about.
We don't judge.
Right.
All right.
We're good with that.
I can't decide if you sound worse or better than last year.
I don't know, maybe it was visiting the hot dog vendor at like 4 in the morning that saved my ass. Oh, I can't figure
listen
out.
To you.
Let me read the Twitter from...
oh, no. From oh, my God.
4 a.m.
Okay.
Why is the line for hot dogs so long? Why do you think, Kat? Because people are drinking. So they've got to get something to eat.
I keep forgetting I'm sending out my random thoughts.
It was about 6 hours after I am officially drunk. Mm.
Kevin, why aren't you down here?
I so want to be.
Because he would die.
I would
we
die.
We can't let him go, Kat.
I would die, and I would make sure you went with me.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, my God.
You two together, forget about it.
My head is pounding.
Here's Kat's Twitter. I just ate the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten. No.
Was that the hot dog?
No details. No, that was long before the hot dog.
Those bastards.
let's just say everything is bigger in Texas.
Yes.
Oh,
nicely done.
I went there.
So you're going to see Metallica tonight?
Yeah, I think so. They're doing a... you know, they're playing at Stubbs. I don't know if you guys have been here, but
yep.
An outdoor venue. It's not that big, and so, it's going to be loud.
South by Southwest is so great because it's all right on, is it 6th Avenue, 6th Street, right down there?
Yeah, pretty much everything revolves around that one street.
It's just bar after bar after bar, and you can walk next door and see another great band, walk next door and see another great band. But
and walk next door and see a really bad band.
That's correct. You can see all of it. And you can drink, apparently, a lot, because you don't have to drive.
Right.
So, Kat, what's the highlight of your time so far there?
Besides the hot dogs?
Yes.
It's just, you know, it's a total music fan spring break. It's insane just to be able to see all of these bands in, like, one shot right after each other. So, you know, that's the most amazing thing for a music fan is to be able to do that, like, just one after another. I'm seeing bands from Australia. I'm seeing bands from L.A. I'm seeing bands from, you know, New York. You know, all day and night.
Who stood out so far that was shockingly good?
You know what? I think who's going to do really well this year is Manchester Orchestra. I think they're going to be really, really take off this year. I saw this band called The Temper Trap. I think they're out of Australia, who were really great last night. And Heartless Bastards were awesome. My girlfriend.
Yes, your girlfriend. Can I talk to her? Hand her the phone.
Oh, no, honey. She wants to sleep.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I ran into the guys from Igloo and Hartley last night who were playing our Big Bear thing today.
Yes.
Jarvis, lead singer, got arrested.
Right. He got arrested for what, though?
He got out, though. I saw him after.
Oh, okay.
They were... Sam was playing piano in the hotel lobby, and the police wanted him to stop because it was way late, and he wouldn't. And so I guess there was an issue with the police, and there was punching involved.
Wow.
Because he wouldn't stop playing the piano. That's how it started.
Yeah, you know.
You got to listen. Hilarious. Sometimes you have to take a stand.
I was like, sometimes you got to play. Bear in like less than 24 hours.
Wow.
Get out.
Hand the phone to Jarvis, would you? I'd like to talk to him.
He's busy right now.
What a depressing thing. I was recording a lot of the hours that DirecTV is covering from there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And 1 hour. The cell of the band was, and I kid you not, Third Eye Blind.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one of those ones we're all scratching our heads going, really?
How is, what's, why? I couldn't have recorded it fast enough. I was like, what's going on here? It's supposed to be upcoming bands and hot bands.
Yeah.
And some of the bigger bands play like Metallica, but.
Kevin, I'm disappointed. Where's the Semi-Charmed Life drop? Where is it?
Oh, dear God. Are you going to go to that show?
I have hot dogs to eat. Why would
okay.
I go to that?
All right, good. So, Kat is Twitter. You go to twitter.com/KROQ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can read all of her cryptic posts.
They're not that cryptic.
Try to piece together what she's talking about. And you also will bring in a video camera like you do every year.
Yes.
And you're going to cut together a documentary.
Yeah, just kind of everything that I see. And, like, tonight I'm doing Silver Sun pickups and Metallica. And
by doing, you mean?
Oh. Oh,
you know what she means.
I know.
Yeah.
Lisa May.
This time we want video, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kat, stay alive.
It's like Last of the Mohicans.
Stay alive.
I will find you.
Yes. When are you coming back, Kat?
I'm flying back on Sunday. So
Sunday,
I still
okay.
have 2.5 more days left.
Okay.
Oh,
you think you can make it till then?
I really don't
Kat is my long lost sister. I think it's because I'm when I'm in Vegas, I'm like, it's like, you have to limit your time there and come back, or you will die. And as you can hear from Kat's voice this morning, this afternoon,
yeah,
she's in rough shape.
Yeah.
All right, you're the best.
You are the best, Kat.
Be well, Fritz.
You as Friday morning. That means it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, about a half a dozen new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. But before we get to them, let's talk a little bit about a major DVD release. Well, you don't often see a DVD being released on a Friday, but in this special case, Twihards.
Ooh.
Take heart.
Really?
Yes. Tonight at midnight, the special two-disc edition DVD of Twilight will be released in stores. And it is, as I mentioned, a two-disc set. It's got deleted scenes. It's got a documentary, audio commentary by the director, as well as Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart. So all you Twihards who loved seeing it in the movie theaters now get to watch it in the privacy of your very own home. And I can only imagine
nope, don't go there.
What you ladies will be doing as you watch Robert Pattinson on your flat screens.
You are probably right about that.
Here's the thing. They're having DVD release parties worldwide this evening at midnight when the DVD goes on sale.
Wow.
So if you want to party with other Twihards in anticipation for this two DVD set, you go to twilightthemovie.com, enter your zip code, and they will tell you the five closest Twilight at midnight release parties near you, so you can go hang out with other fans of the show.
All right.
So you got that going for you.
My night is planned.
Lisa will be there. Woohoo! And Super Sensor Casey will also be there, I'm sure. She'll be on hand as well. Let's take a look at the movies in theaters this weekend. Boy, what a great bunch.
Yes.
All movies I would like to go see. In limited release this weekend is a movie called The Great Buck Howard, which is great, getting great buzz, as they say, in the industry. A lot of good word of mouth about this film. John Malkovich, who's always fascinating, plays a famous illusionist who is in decline in his career. He's the kind of guy who would go on the Johnny Carson show and read people's minds and that kind of stuff and bend spoons and things like that. Now he's on the downside of his career, but he gets a new assistant, played by Colin Hanks, who's also a very talented actor, much to the chagrin of Colin's father, who in some inspired casting is played by Tom Hanks. So you can check that out in limited release this weekend. Also opening this weekend is Knowing. We talked to Nicolas Cage yesterday about this film. Nick plays a physicist whose son discovers a list of numbers that seem to predict natural disasters and other catastrophes around the world. And as he starts to unravel the mystery, Nicolas realizes that his family is somehow supposed to play a role in the events that are about to unfold regarding the destruction of life as we know it. Here's a scene from Knowing where Nicholas is explaining his theories about what the numbers mean on this sheet of paper.
But I've matched these numbers to the dates of every major global disaster for the last 50 years in perfect sequence, except for three. And these events haven't occurred yet, starting with this one. So tomorrow, somewhere on the planet, this number string predicts that 81 people are gonna die in some kind of tragedy.
It sounds pretty crazy.
The numbers are a warning, but not just to me or any random group. They're a warning to everyone.
Ah! Ah!
Just a trailer, Ralph.
Oh, sorry. The world was coming to an end there. Very scary. Also opening this weekend, Duplicity, starring Julia Roberts and Clive Owen. This is a movie that men and women are both agreeing on that they want to go see. How often does that happen?
Very rarely.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer to this film or not.
Have?
But there are three different kinds of trailers, in my opinion. There's the trailer that goes, you watch it and you go, yeah, I might give that a shot. Then there's the trailer like, oh, I'm going to see that movie.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I saw. Said when I saw the Duplicity trailer.
That's
and then
only
there's
two.
And then there's the Kevin trailer.
What are you talking about?
Which is like, no, 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 no.
For everyone but Kevin.
Only Kevin is going to go see this movie. I call that the Kevin trailer. But, this movie looks terrific. Clive Owen, Julia Roberts, you can't ask for a better pair of charming, talented movie stars. Tom Wilkinson, one of my favorite character actors, is in this movie. My other favorite character actor, Paul Giamatti, also in this movie.
Wow.
Clive and Julia play a couple of corporate spies who are out to pull off a major heist. And I love heist movies. And you put into the mix that Tony Gilroy, the guy who wrote and directed Michael Clayton,
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding.
Oh, man, did I love that movie.
Yeah, it was
He's
good.
Back to write and direct this film. Yeah, it just looks terrific on every level. Here's a scene of duplicity. This is Julia Roberts, who is, let's say, underwhelmed by her current partner and lover, secret spy Clive Owen.
This is way over your head.
Over my head, lady. I worked Yemen, Athens, and Cairo. I've been promoted and decorated every place I served.
Tell Duke to send someone else.
Listen, I'm sure you know your way around a shoe store, but I did 12 years in the field.
And how long have you been working for Equichron?
Long enough.
How long?
3 weeks.
Well, I've spent the last 14 months undercover inside Birkin and Randall. I'm an assistant director of counterintelligence. I am all the way in. So let's get this straight. I'm the asset here. You're a delivery boy. And the only thing I'm going to give you is a message. Tell Duke I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh, I want to kiss her so hard in the face when she talks like that.
What?
She's hot when she's smart. they both play spies who are working as security consultants for rival companies. And together, they plan to swindle both companies and take all the money for themselves. Great, great concept. Looking forward to seeing that. Also opening this weekend, I Love You, Man. We talked to Paul Rudd and Jason Segel about this film as well. Paul Rudd plays a dude who is getting married to Rashida Jones. Sweet.
Oh.
But he realizes when it comes time to pick his groomsman and his best man that he really doesn't have any male friends anymore, so he has to go on a series of mandates to find some new friends in his life, and he ends up hanging out with Jason Segel. Looks very funny. Here's a scene from the film where Paul Rudd is eavesdropping as his fiancé... I was hanging out with Kevin last night.
Yeah.
And his girlfriends are talking about his lack of friendships.
You've got 6 bridesmaids and a maid of honor. It's going to be a little weird if we're walking down the aisle alone.
Yeah, it's so cute. He's great.
So who's going to be his best man?
I have no idea. I honestly think that his best friend is his mom.
Oh.
No, it's not like that. Peter?
Hey!
Hey!
I made you guys some root beer flutes.
Oh,
wow. Peter, are those chocolate straws?
Yeah. Pirouettes.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a chick dude.
Yeah.
But he learns an important lesson, I think.
Does he?
I think Jason Segel teaches him how to man up. And lastly, this is the movie everybody's talking about. Super Capers opens this weekend in limited release. Woo!
The hell is this?
Super Capers!
I've never even heard of this.
Justin Whalen, who, as we all know, played Jimmy Olsen on the Lois and Clark TV series with Dean Cain as Superman.
Okay, you're making this up, aren't you?
Plays a young superhero who is forced to join a team of superheroes in training, but soon finds himself framed for a crime and having to prove his innocence as well as learn how to be a superhero in his own right. He has to get some advice from a retired superhero, a superhero known as Man-Bat, played by the one and only...
No wonder.
The greatest thespian in this or any other generation.
Ralph's obsessed with the original Batman
series. A man by the name of Adam West.
Yep.
Okay.
And Adam West teaches him how to be the superhero he can be.
He's a fan.
How dare you? It is on. Here's a scene between Justin and Adam West.
I'm going to be a superhero.
No big deal.
Ed Gruberman, new superhero for hire.
Where's your luggage?
So, why do they call you Puffer Boy?
When I get scared, I blow up like a pufferfish.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like an autograph? No charge.
Adam West, feature film, this weekend. Tickets on sale now. Tickets on sale now.
Wow.
Come and join me. I might have a special party just for the Adam West release.
Wow. You might have a special seat in the theater.
Yes, I will.
Adam West. Adam West.
A little bit lower.
A little bit softer now.
No.
Listen, they're just happy you're not talking about Adam West anymore.
The trivia question is, what is Adam West's given name? What name was Adam West born with? If you know Adam West's real name...
That has nothing to do with...
No.
I didn't say it had anything to do with Twilight. I just said there was a trivia question you had to answer in order to get the Twilight DVD
pack. It's not fair,
this
Ralph.
This is pathetic.
You have to ask a Twilight question.
It isn't fair. Let's just give away the first 5 callers. 1-800-520-1067. You can get the special 2-disc special edition DVD of Twilight. William Anderson West, by the way, is his given name.
Don't care.
He was born with William Anderson West.
Not much interested
born
in that.
Born in Walla Walla, Washington.
Not interested.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman movie beat.
Time for the Afro Line 323-520-AFRO. Earlier this morning, we had K-Rock listener Jennifer in the studio. She was hassling Mike because he gave out some wrong information on Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a Saved by the Bell off.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh.
And Mike served her.
Word.
Yeah. And then this dude called.
Jennifer sucks.
Oh, come on.
Jennifer sucks.
Easy. Easy.
Yep.
It's not easy to go on radio and be all nervous and answer questions correctly and stuff. It's hard. It's hard to play those games.
You've changed your tune. Earlier this morning, Mike, you're going to get your ass kicked. You
suck. Well, that's what we're all hoping for.
We were hoping.
Yeah. Because we all hate you.
This is a leftover call from the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, guys. You're not going to believe I just had a case of the fear. But the Irish fear. Yes. Green p***.
Come on. Do we have to play every call that comes in?
Yes.
You know who cuts him up.
Yeah, I know. Omar.
Omar, yeah. I'm not sure what this guy is saying, but I think it's a compliment.
Kevin. Kevin. Mijo, acuérdate que dejé el pollo cocinando. No se te olvide. Bye.
You got me.
Anyone? Anyone?
This is a positive
translation.
Anyone? You do really good work, and someday I'd like to be like you.
Right. Since you have a millimeter penis and you're a douche.
Oh. No, that's not as good. This guy called.
Seriously.
Somebody said to themselves,
we don't have to play every goddamn ball that comes in.
But this is what I like about it. Somebody said to themselves, that's the concept. Yes, I'm happy with it. Yeah. I like the
idea.
And
then someone here said, yeah, this is the call
right.
that I'm going to send in to Kevin for to have him play.
Because I have good taste. That's why. And then after that call, this person called.
Hey. Hey, come on. Kevin! Look, there are other things we can do in this segment. There's things we can talk about.
Those people needed their voice to be heard.
Those two calls should never, ever have been put on the air.
We have a KROQ listener who faints at the word moist.
Yes, we do.
I don't understand.
Not anymore.
I don't understand.
Apparently now she's all about it.
1, 2, 3. M-O-4-5-6-I-S-T. Moist.
There is a sports announcer from the Florida Panthers in the NHL. And he says he shoots, he scores, and then he follows it up with some line from a movie like this one from Tropic Thunder.
Stillman again, right out in front of Weiss. He pokes and he scores! Steven Weiss, I'm a lead farmer!
He passes to the side, he shoots, he scores! We'll do it live! We'll do it live! Yeah,
Bill O'Reilly calling in. Nice.
And yesterday afternoon, we played the audio of trying to go through McDonald's and order a McGangbang.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a double cheeseburger with a McChicken in the middle of it, jammed in the middle of it.
Yes.
They didn't hear about it as much as we had hoped. This guy may have misunderstood.
Kevin and Bean, I'm so pissed at you guys. I just went to McDonald's and drive through. I tried to order a McCleveland steamer, and trust me, I did not like what was in the bun. Jerk.
Yeah. You got to be careful what you order in the drive through.
You do. You do, because those people can make your life miserable. 323-520-AFRO. If you do sound effects with your mouth,
don't call.
Or
we don't need you.
106.7. KROQ is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:58.
Did you drink, like, furniture polish or something?
Look,
really, what is wrong with you?
I didn't sleep last night, and some people can pull it off after not sleeping. Wow. I'm not one of those people.
Well, hi to Jane Biondi. That's all I got to say.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yes.
That's all that matters. Hey, this afternoon, you're going to want to tune in to Cinco de la Tarde because we're going to be talking to some UCLA students who are furious that James Franco has been invited to give their commencement address at their graduation.
Yeah.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
But apparently he is a hit at Columbia University. He's got a bit of a problem. A lot of the young co-eds there at Columbia...
Yes.
...have memorized his schedule, his class schedule.
Oh, boy.
And word is crowds of women are showing up at each class just to get a glimpse of him as he goes in and out of his classroom. Word is there are so many girls waiting outside his classrooms that it's becoming embarrassing not only to James but to the school. They need to find some way to hose these girls down.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Did you see the cell phone picture that somebody took of him in
snoozing
class?
Snoozing in class, yeah.
With his head tipped back and his mouth wide open.
Dude, how many classes have you ever slept through when you went to school?
All of them.
Well, given you, all of them, yes. But I paid attention in college, and even I nodded through a couple.
I know, I'm not saying.
And I never had to go to the Oscars or do a promotional tour for Milk or do anything else that he has to do with his life.
Yeah.
So you got to give the man a little slack, right?
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm fine with it.
Let him go to school.
I admire him for sleeping through class.
He's very popular there at Columbia. Can you imagine the kind of tail he could pull?
Yeah.
Just have his pick of women at Columbia. Damn.
Yeah.
Remember how disappointed I was when we announced Karate Kid was being remade? Hey. One of my favorite films of all time.
Yeah, sure.
Will Smith. His son Jaden will be playing the role of Daniel in Karate Kid, played by Ralph Macchio in the original. And when Will found out that his son was taking the lead role in that film, he made a personal phone call to Ralph Macchio, asking for advice on how Jaden should play the part.
That's smart.
Ralph's suggestion was simple, says Will. Just tell the little guy to have fun. Yeah, that's tantamount to saying, F you, Will Smith. Taking the only movie I've really ever been known for.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah. If he wanted to give some advice, he would have said, look out for the leg sweep. That's what he should have given him.
That's true.
When Johnny sweeps the leg, you don't want to be there. That's all I'm telling you. You know, Malin Ackerman? She is in Watchmen. Plays the part of Silk Spectre.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you think she looks hot in that movie, you're absolutely right. Really hot, according to Malin. She said the latex costume she wears was so stifling. She said it was like wearing a human condom. And she said it did not smell good at the end of the day.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's hot.
Oh. I'll never watch that movie the same way again. That's for sure. And Miley Cyrus has said that she is not ready to become a mother at 16 years old.
Well, I should hope not.
She's got insight, doesn't she?
Interviewed recently, they asked her, do you think it's because you don't have the maturity to deal with parenthood? She said, no. I just don't want to lose my figure and blow up to the size of a house. Yeah, mothers.
Oh, boy.
Take that. Mothers. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Kathy Ireland. She is 46 years old today. Still looking pretty good at 46. Singer Lady Gaga. Made famous in the Queen song, Lady Gaga.
No.
Lady Gaga.
No, she sings
all
just dance.
All I hear is Lady Gaga.
Poker face.
Lady,
nope.
What's new?
Not the same.
Gaga,
not
we
at all.
Love you.
Nothing like
she's
that.
She's 23 years old today. Chester Bennington turns 33. Michael Rapaport, very talented actor, is 39. Holly Hunter turns 51. Director Spike Lee is 52. Hey. He is not Asian as far as I know, Spike Lee.
Lee.
Yeah, I know. Actor William Hurt turns 59 years old today. And Carl Palmer, legendary rock drummer Carl Palmer, celebrates his birthday today.
I'm familiar with that music.
Well, Carl Palmer was, of course, part of the legendary trio of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, but then went on to even bigger fame and fortune in the 1980s with a little band called, oh, what was the name of that band again? What were they? Oh, that's right, Asia!
Uh-huh.
Telling you what you
Awful lot of honkies in here.
That was a fill right there.
Yeah.
I talked about Adam West and Carl Palmer today.
I know, and you're yelling at me.
Woo! What a good day for everyone. Good day for America. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. See everybody at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We have not done good shows in the afternoon this week. Today is going to be good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Roll another one.
Marijuana is delicious.
Just like the other one.
I guess if we're going to feel anything, we should smoke a whole bunch of it really fast.
This seems to be about to quit.
Timing.
Carl St. James is up next in for Cat Corbett. Carl, what's his name? Carl St.
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Boy. Kurt
Von Trapp
is up next with 40 Minutes.
I've never been this high in my goddamn life.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to end.
Man, I'm so high.
And I don't have another cent.
Butt
hair. Hi to Jane Biondi.
But the one guard that joined just passing around.
Bullshit.
Chronic.
I just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
Oh my god, that was bad, right?
It wasn't great.
Dude, where's my office? I totally lost it because I was half baked, smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers, I was smoking doobies with my brothers. Peace out, Seacrest.
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know, and that's I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, that's all the time we have.
Like, it's only been like 5 minutes, man.
Oh, let me rephrase that. That's about as much time as I can take with you.
Oh, that's cool.
And now this.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.
This morning we made the mistake of checking in with Kat Corbett from Austin, Texas about South by Southwest.
My God.
And she didn't know where she was. I'll be honest. She has no idea what's going on. I read some of her Twitters. She's very confused. She was up late.
Really? Was she in bed at all?
So we thought we'd check in with somebody else about South by Southwest.
Oh,
this
to get
weekend,
real information?
Huge music festival in Austin, Texas. We have Matt Pinfield, who of course was on MTV for many years. He hosted 120 Minutes. He was the sexy and seductive host of TRL.
Mm-hmm.
This season he's on the hills. He's everywhere.
Yeah, of course. You know that. Yeah, exactly. That was my twin, you know.
Hey, Matt.
How are you today?
How you doing?
Great. I'm good. You know, I was out doing some pre-Grammy stuff out there, and I was listening to your 5-7 broadcast. I thought it sounded great. I was really super happy to hear you guys in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I think what happened was there was a revolt of morning listeners, and they said not so much.
Yeah.
So we decided to parse it out a little bit. So you're in Austin. You're the host again this year of DirecTV's coverage?
Yeah, I do this every year. It's my third year in a row on DirecTV. It's 2 8-hour marathons this year. It starts at 2 o'clock. Pacific time, and it's literally 8 hours of live music, and it's a variety, many genres, alternative music, rock, classic rock, there's even country, and a little bit of everything, really. There's been reggae in the past, but I did that for 2 days. In fact, I'm going to be interviewing Lisa Warden. We're going to be talking about the Airborne Toxic event.
How about
Lisa Warden, your music director.
She's our music director, right?
Done forever, so.
You should get, Kat is the one that played them first, I believe, but I don't think you'll be able to find her. She's there? Someplace? Just, I'm not sure.
She did one of the all-nighters, you know, because that's really what people do, you know?
Yes.
I got a level with you guys, and Kevin, you guys have known me a long time. I've kind of put the crazy behavior behind me. So,
right.
And also, with doing the, you know, 8 hours of live marathon work, and I get up and actually start working at 9 a.m. to get ready for everything that we do.
Yeah.
I don't, as soon as this thing's over and I see the 8 bands that we work with, I go back to my hotel room and hide because,
yeah.
You know, as with Kat, when you first get into down here, it's so much fun. There's so many bands on every corner that you end up getting sucked into it. And people go out and you're drinking all night, you're staying up till, you know, daylight. And then you wake up again at noon and start all over again, or maybe 11, but it just doesn't work with my schedule.
Well, she was Twittering at 4 a.m.
Yeah, she was.
I know that.
So I watch your coverage each year from DirecTV, and it is an impossible job to interview the different huge celebrities, followed by the tiny no-names, followed by the huge celebrities. It seems like it's a really tough job this year. Who do you have on the show today and tomorrow?
Oh, well, you know, we have some great bands. We have, you know, everybody from, you know, the Airborne Toxic event, the Von Bondi's, you know, classic K-rock music like Echo and the Bunnymen. I mean, it's really diverse. Ben Harper, there's a ton of people that are going to be on over the next couple of days. Even this band Tinted Windows, which is a group that has members of Fountains of Wayne, Cheap Trick, Smashing Pumpkins, and are you ready? Hanson. So they're all together.
Wow. No kidding.
Wow,
yeah, no kidding.
Now, I was setting my TiVo to record all of the DirecTV coverage because I do love it.
Yeah.
And there was a mistake, Matt, and that was the 7 p.m. hour tonight. It read Third Eye Blind.
And I just wanted to point that out to you so you could get it changed to whatever band is actually going to be on.
No, believe it or not, it's actually Third Eye Blind. It is Third Eye Blind.
Oh, that's correct.
Back from the Dead. There you go. So they're going to be on as well. And, I mean, they've got some new music that they're debuting, so they're going to be here. And, I know, you're probably having flashbacks.
I was like, what year is this?
1997.
I thought I had already started drinking.
Yeah, exactly. You thought you had, and you were like, you know, for some reason you woke up and you're watching VH1 Classics.
Exactly.
No. Anyway, I just got to tell you how much I enjoy your show. I was listening to one afternoon. It was like pre-Grammys. I was out there, and it was fantastic. You guys were playing some of the clips of Etta James going off about Beyonce.
Oh, Obama. That was so good.
It was crazy. I was like, what? Yeah. I don't know what she was drinking that day. Speaking of drinking, she might have been still hungover from the last South by Southwest.
That's possible.
She was out of control.
I like it when the rivalries in music happen. I really like to see that happen, especially when one of them is 88 or however old she is.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's talking now about, you know, the thing between Chris Cornell and Trent Reznor that's been on Twitter as well. So.
Right.
Kinds of stuff happening. But, here's the other thing, guys, that I have to tell you both, and you'll appreciate this. The crazy thing about Etta James, you know, dissing Beyonce for doing this song is she didn't even write this song. She didn't do it originally.
Yeah,
I know she did the hit version, but she didn't do it originally. At Last was a cover when she did it.
Yep.
Even if it, you know, so.
That's true.
Like,
she was doing a cover in 1960, whatever it was. And then now she's getting mad at Beyonce.
Well, she may have forgotten that by now.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible
she forgot it wasn't her song.
Every year you also have a co-host there. Do you again this year?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's different every year. This year it's Robin Dorian, and she was on VH1 Classic, and VH1 originally years ago, and A Current Affair. She's an Emmy Award winner. She's going to be my co-host. The difference is this year, as opposed to me being out on 6th Street, I'm going to actually be backstage anchoring and doing all these interviews with all the artists that come off stage from right here before. And then and she'll be out on 6th Street talking, you know, having some performances out there, like acoustic performances and talking to people out there on the street. It'll be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we have a great time. And as you know, it's nonstop. I mean, when the camera goes on at 2 o'clock your time, I mean, it's on till midnight. So it's on straight through. And I love doing it. I have a great time.
So basically today from 2 to 9... P.M.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow from 2 to 9.
Yeah, 2 to 10, actually.
2 to 10.
8 hours.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, it's 8 hours. But I just want to tell you guys how much I enjoy your show when I come out to L.A., man. It's so much fun to listen to you guys. I'm really glad you're doing the afternoon stuff now, too.
Thanks very much. We appreciate that. Matt Pinfield, DirecTV, Channel 101, all weekend from Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great talking to you. Take care now.
Ralph, you did a story yesterday on the Showbiz Beat. You want to recap it for people before we...
Yeah, there's a group of UCLA students who are upset with the choice of James Franco as their commencement speaker for their graduation ceremonies come this summer, and they have a group on Facebook trying to garner support to have this decision, I'm guessing, overturned and have someone else chosen as the speaker.
This is UCLA students against James Franco as commencement speaker.
Yes, which if you use the first letters, it becomes Us Jeffax, which is just not a great organizational name.
Doesn't have a ring to it.
It's not UNICEF, you know. It's not like, just saying.
So we have Aaron on the phone. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Aaron, please explain to us, if you would, the thinking behind this group that you've started.
James Franco graduated last year, and he was chosen for commencement speaker. And, you know, commencement speakers are meant to be inspiring and, you know, show us some of the amazing things we can do with our degree. And James Franco hasn't done anything amazing with his degree yet.
Right. But here's the thing, that my point of view is, I don't remember who my speaker was at the graduation ceremony
when I graduated
from college. Of all the pantheon of sort of less than meaningful things that happened to you throughout your college career, whoever is the speaker at your graduation may be one of the most meaningless. Why are you so fired up about this, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, last year, Bill Clinton was chosen for graduation speaker.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, really, though it has the potential to be meaningless, it also has the potential to be really meaningful. So, you know, I'd rather go for meaningful.
Okay. How do you care enough to start this group on Facebook? Because I do remember not caring about my commencement speaker. Basically, that's the person that kind of is time filler between when you get your
Yeah, that's what I was
your
thinking.
Degree,
I mean, aren't you just happy to get the hell out of there
and drinking,
get this done?
And the shorter the better. I mean, honestly,
I mean, they're not going to give you life lessons.
Well, I can see maybe you're not happy with, maybe you're not happy with, maybe you'd prefer someone else. But really, to get this fired up about it, to start a group to try to get them to change the speaker, that's some significant commitment.
Well, you know, I didn't actually expect people to take it as far as it's been taken. You know, I didn't realize that it was actually going to get quite so much attention.
Yeah.
So starting a Facebook group, I thought that I would, you know, sort of collaborate with, you know, my classmates and see if there was anything that we could do.
Mm-hmm. What has been UCLA's response so far to your movement?
There hasn't been too much response.
Any?
A couple of people. Well, I haven't gotten any. Other students have gotten letters back after they've, you know, written to the administration. Generally, the response is that James Franco is very inspirational and we're lucky to have him.
That's correct, by the way.
You know, listen, if he comes out and he says some cool stuff and makes you laugh, to me, that's a home run. That's all I want from that.
Dude was in Pineapple
Express.
I'd
like to be entertained.
You know, I think being entertained is great, but I'd like to, you know, learn something and get some perspective at the same time.
You spent 4 years learning stuff. If you don't know stuff by now, you're screwed. No speaker's going to help you. You need to go forth. You know what? You don't need to follow a path, Aaron. You need to blaze a trail.
Nice.
You need to do.
How do you do it?
So don't worry about who's speaking. Just go out there and make your own way in the world using what God gave you in talents and gifts and intelligence.
You know, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that I want to follow the exact path of any particular speaker, but I, you know, would like to hear some interesting insights on what people have encountered when they were blazing their own trails.
All right, well, let me give you some insights now so you don't even have to worry about your speaker, okay? Let me tell you about someone who's been out in the real world, been out of college for a while. The real world sucks. You are enjoying the best part of your life right now. The past 4 years at UCLA will be, you'll look back on those as the golden times in your life. Because soon you'll be working for some a-hole who will give you nothing but grief, and you won't get paid what you're worth. You'll be dealing with traffic and a husband eventually, or a wife, or depending however you swing. And they'll be giving you a hard time at home, and there'll be problems, and then your body will start to fall apart as you age, and you won't be able to drink like you used to, and hangovers will last 2 days. It's bad out there. It's just bad. There you go. There's your speech.
We would suggest less time worrying about the commencement speaker and more time re-enrolling in other classes.
Yeah, yes. don't go.
Don't graduate. That's our advice. Say. Stay.
Your life is over when he says, have a great life.
Right. When you toss your hat in the air, you might as well just rip your heart out as well.
Maybe we should give the commencement.
I think so. Maybe I need to stop down there.
Aaron, would you mind putting us up as an option for people to vote on?
You know, I will definitely consider that.
Oh, okay. Don't lie. All right.
I guess what we're saying is just don't take it too seriously, Aaron. It really, in the big picture, whoever gives you your speech won't matter in the direction of your life nearly as much as you may think it does right now.
You know, I actually totally understand that, you know, and I think that it's actually been taken way more seriously than I ever intended it to.
It sounds like a
He was really good in Milk, too.
I did.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I've heard terrific things about Milk.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, if you see it, you'll change your Facebook page.
Maybe you should see it instead of going on Facebook so much.
Yeah, you'll change it to UCLA students who think James Franco is dreamy.
I think there's a couple of those groups already.
Yeah, sure probably.
All
you're
right. Well, good luck.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Happy graduation.
You're a good sport, Aaron. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Inspirational, Ralph. Very inspirational.
Thank you so much. Usually the hays come at the end of the song. That's what I found in my experience.
A little early.
No.
A little early, yeah.
Just
no.
A bit. It's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. Time for the final showbiz beat of the week.
Another American Idol scandal. Timing. I don't know if you're familiar. You are a joy. You really
I'm a joy. Thank you, Ralph.
You are a joy.
Thank
you. Are,
all right. I love you, too.
Tell me about American Idol.
Box of chocolates. American Idol. One of the top 10 contestants, Megan Joy Corkery.
The one that wiggles when she sings.
One that wiggles when she sings. Yes. The smoking hot blonde with the giant cans who is sleeved on one of her arms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Has changed her name because she got divorced.
Okay.
From her her slacker husband.
Right.
Who knocked her up and left her. So she's dropped the Corkery on her name. She is now known simply as Megan Joy, which is very, very disconcerting to the producers of American Idol, because it turns out there's another smoking hot blonde with big cans who goes by the name of Megan Joy, and her kind of entertainment is very different than the American Idol kind of entertainment.
Oh man.
Kevin, what? You can't say that.
Oh.
Megan Joy, this Megan Joy, is a porn star. She's in the world of adult entertainment.
Excellent.
And while Megan Joy from American Idol has enjoyed success with such songs as Rockin' Robin and Walkin' After Midnight, Megan Joy, the adult film star, has enjoyed success with such titles as Rack by Popular Demand, Rode Hard and Put Away Wet, Sorority Sex Kittens, Kappa Kappa Sex, and 2-on-1, Volume 25.
What phone number do I need to call to vote for that, Megan?
Some other films she's been in. Craving Big 12.
You can't.
Nope.
Swapping dolls.
You can't use any of that language. None of it.
What?
Can't use it. Say any of those things.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I say Hot and Just Legal?
Yes.
Yeah. She was in that one. That was a good one. So, American Idol people concerned that she shares the name with an adult film star.
Now, what are you going to do?
However, the 12-year-olds who are trying to do research on Megan Joy on the internet are much happier than they were with Megan Joy Corkery, who I'm hoping will follow Megan Joy, the adult film star's footsteps, into the world of adult entertainment.
I would like to see that as well.
And just call herself Megan Joy.
Hey. You can't. We can't say that word, Ralph.
But it's so close.
Yeah.
To her other last name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying. Battlestar Galactica tonight, boys and girls.
Woohoo!
2-hour season finale. Season finale, series finale. This is it. This is when we see what happens with the Cylons and the human race getting together. What's going to happen to Hera? And what's the story with Kara Thrace? Is she an angel? Is she dead? Is she alive? What will happen?
I'm way far behind in this series.
Yeah,
is number six still?
Number
chick?
Six is around. Catherine Six is around. Yeah, sure. She's sort of the head of the Sixes now as they try to get a place in the government and get a seat in the board of directors there that meets with the human guy.
Don't let her do it. I've seen what she does.
No, she's good now. She's on our side.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to give you a heads up that the show will run 2 hours and 10 minutes tonight. So if you're planning on TiVoing it or putting it on your DVR, you want to give yourself a little extra time in case you have one of those hinky ones that doesn't kind of accommodate that. So don't try to lose the last 10 minutes because I'm guessing something shocking will happen. Miley Cyrus has fake teeth. Who could have guessed?
What?
But apparently she was doing a photo shoot recently, and her bridge flew out of her mouth and hit the ground.
She has a bridge?
What is she doing in a photo shoot that her teeth come flying out?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
All right. We're not going to be able to air that either.
She has her eye teeth, apparently, are a bridge. I don't know how she lost her eye teeth. But they popped out and fell on the floor.
Really? Especially for a 16-year-old?
Yeah, that's got to be embarrassing.
God.
That is a little odd.
Well, it could come in handy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like in a couple years?
In 2 years.
Maybe her and Megan Joy could get along.
Right.
Take them all out.
Yeah! Look like the Bumble Snowman from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special. Just all gums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can we move on?
You said exactly what you're saying.
What's the matter, Lisa?
Well, she's 16.
I'm getting kind of
Lisa's 16?
No, not Lisa.
Wow.
She looks awful.
She looks rough. 16. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kathy Ireland is 46 years old today. She looks good.
She does.
Lady Gaga, the singer, is 23. Chester Pennington from...
What's his
Lincoln
name?
Lincoln Park?
Yes.
Yeah. Pennington. Chester.
Benny.
Bennington.
Bennington. That's what I meant to say. That's what the B sound is, B.
Yes,
B makes a B sound.
Ben.
He is 33 years old today. Well, I think of Chad Pennington, I guess that was the thing. It was. Football in the brain. Holly Hunter is 51 years old. Spike Lee is 52. Actor William Hurt is 59 years old today. And remember the old Barney Miller show?
Yes.
Very funny sitcom on television. Barney Miller. Hal Linden, the guy who played Barney Miller on that series many years ago, is 78 years old now. Ah. No one cares. Ralph,
that's correct.
Ralph, no one cares.
That's correct as well.
It's Friday. We're going home, aren't we?
We are.
All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I will walk the showbiz beat.